everyone. Happy Friday evening to you. D-Linem with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic from now until midnight on this Friday night of All-Star, NBA All-Star weekend. We can talk a little basketball. I wanted to evaluate, and I don't think it's fair to say the first half, because really it's two-thirds.
Google me.
Two-thirds of the Sixers season is in the books. They have one-third remaining when they come back from this long break. And I say long, it's longer than it used to be, which I think is good for the people who choose to participate or have the opportunity to participate in NBA All-Star Weekend, that they get some kind of break themselves. So we can evaluate, and then we can anticipate what's going to happen in that final third and how you think it will play out. Obviously, in the time that they made the trade for Tobias Harris, got rid of Markelle Fultz, they played four games and they went 3-1 in those games. And the one obviously stands out most because it was a loss to the Boston Celtics at home. So we can discuss that, but really it's to evaluate and then anticipate. And one of the things that I was listening to Brett Brown say the other day when they were in New York playing the Knicks, who they trounced, by the way, was that he felt like he is now coaching his third team of this season. And you know what? It's a pretty good point, because he started out and it was a team that had Dario Saric, Robert Covington and company that was returning mostly from a year ago. And then they make the move for a Jimmy Butler, and Dario and Robert are gone, who had been pretty key pieces to the process. And then when it appeared that you aren't going to be good enough to compete with those who are at the top of the Eastern Conference standings in the Milwaukee Bucks, the Toronto Raptors, and if you want to say the Celtics and the Pacers, because all four of them are in front of them right now, then they Elton Brand goes out and makes his moves, one to get a Tobias Harris, two to send Markelle Fultz on his way, and to bolster the bench in a way that I think, as Elton would say, there's more grit to that bench now than there was before the trade deadline. So one that you can evaluate what has taken place. Maybe part of the evaluation is how they have had to evolve because of making additions that were necessary. And then anticipating, are they the right ones? And will they be the right pieces? And is there enough time to make it work when they return? So right now they went into the break at 37-21. So that's 58 games. You have 24 coming back. 24, man, that goes fast. And currently in the fifth seed. I think the fifth seed is probably the worst that they could be, because meaning that if it stayed that way, that is the worst, because not only is the 4-5 matchup, in my opinion, usually the toughest, and it's supposed to be that way, but you also wouldn't have your home court advantage. And I think that's a big deal, especially if you're going up against a Boston Celtics team, where I think the home court for them is huge, just like it is for the Sixers. It's a big deal. So we can talk about that. We can also talk about what still continues to not be anything really newsworthy with Machado and Harper. And producer Brian told me that on Instagram, and then I went and looked, and I guess everybody was really talking about it, that Rhys Hoskins put something up on Instagram, and then Bryce Harper. I don't even know all those emojis, Brian. I have to go to class and do emoji school or something, because sometimes people put them up there, and I don't really know. What does it mean? What does that mean?
Either Bryce Harper is the biggest troll in the universe, or this is a done deal to Philly, or anything in between. I don't know.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. But anyhow, he responds. Now, I will say this. We know how athletes, they love their social media. A lot of them do. Whether it's, you know, when Markelle Fultz during the Eagles game, and Cooper, I don't know, did a Fultz after he, was that a touchdown? I think it was a touchdown. Had to be, because he celebrated. And he, you know, does a Markelle Fultz yips, and Fultz reacts to that on social media. I mean, this, I feel like this could be a similar thing. Harper could be reacting and it really not mean anything, but we can all read into it. And so are you reading into it? And if you are, do you read into it that, okay, done deal? Or why is he messing with us? Why is he messing with this fan base? And my third thing, because it was a pretty big deal that the Kaepernick situation got resolved today. And when I say resolved, it's resolved because case closed. My reaction to it was, it would appear that money solved the situation. Confidentiality solved what the NFL wanted, because I don't think they want anybody talking about how they came about a resolution to this. And so I think the only part that's troubling is, how can it just, all of a sudden, it just goes away? So what does Colin do now? Does he still, fight and protest for things, only now there is an agreement and money in his pocket? We'll find out, but I don't think we're going to know that he gets invited to somebody's camp. I don't see that that's part of it, because I think if that was part of the deal and they already knew that was going to happen, it would be out there right now. So if you have a reaction to how it was settled and whether you think it was what your take of, not who got the better end of it, because obviously it would appear that both sides feel fine about how the resolution came about. But what is your reaction? To me, it was big money and keeping quiet. I don't feel good about either one, to be honest with you. 610-632-0975. Drew, you can kick us off here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, D? How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I don't know if you remember, I'm Drew Lemieux.
Oh, Drew Lemieux. I said I was going to make some mental note about Westchester when I saw it up there. Yes.
It's all good.
Yep.
So, no, I was going to talk about the Sixers, but now that you brought up the whole Colin Kaepernick topic, I actually kind of want to chime in about that, to be honest.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
I think what you just said was perfect. I think he got a nice payday and kind of almost sold out for what he was fighting for. And, this is, I was listening to Mikey Miss earlier today, and, he kind of said the same thing that,
I heard him too.
Just like you said, pay me and maybe a little hush-hush, winky-winky deal on the side, maybe get a team to sign me now or something like that. But
that was the only part. I don't think that's going to be part of the deal. I think that it's really
go away.
I think it's just going to go away. I think there was probably
not be relevant anymore.
I think there was probably a lot of money involved, and they certainly can afford to pay him that money, and he can make differences however he chooses to use that money, because I think it was probably significant. But I think the problem for me is the fact that no one will ever be able to talk about it. It leaves people unresolved.
Right.
And so that kind of keeping the information from everybody who's had to listen to and be a part of discussions for these last couple of years, and they were worthy discussions. Well, now it just nobody ever gets to know what happened and how you negotiated something before you got to a courtroom. I just feel like it's a very much unresolved situation, but that the two parties involved got what they wanted seems pretty clear to me.
Yeah, right. The NFL got to wash their hands clean of
Correct.
It, and now Kaepernick got his money.
Yes.
Anyway. But on a side note,
yes.
I went to the Flyers game the other night, Monday night, when they played the Penguins. I took my two sons for their first game ever.
That was fun. Not the score, but meaning that you got to take them for their first game.
Well, it was fun for us because my one son wore my old Lemieux jersey. So,
when you go, that's right, because you're a Lemieux fan. When you go, are they respectful of people who wear the opposition's jersey?
You know what? I was pretty happy with the fans. I mean, there was a couple people, in the bathroom, you heard some noise, and there was a lady behind me who kind of had a truck driver mouth, going with, F that player and that stuff. But for the most part, I mean, I was with my two young sons, so. Now, they were pretty cool, and there was a lot of Penguins fans there, to be honest, too. So it was a nice crowd, and we had a great time, and, the score was in favor of what we were rooting for.
Yeah, what you were there for. So, you know what I was paying attention to? Because the, what do they call the Stadium Series? Yeah, that's what they call it. That's next
coming
weekend.
Up. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my kids are actually going. I'm not going. They're going with my wife, and I'm skipping that one. So hopefully they'll enjoy that too.
Yeah, that's fascinating to me. I don't know if you get a good vantage point, but I do think the concept of playing hockey outdoors was what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to take them to their first game as an indoor game, get the full experience of the ice and the sounds and everything before they went to the Stadium Series. So I thought that was a better move, you know what I mean?
Good move by you there, Drew. All right,
thanks,
well,
Dave.
Have a good rest of your weekend.
All right,
I appreciate
you. Have
it.
A nice night, Dave.
Thanks, you.
Bye.
Thanks very much. I did want to bring that up because the Stadium Series, which I'm trying to think, I don't think I covered when it was at Citizens Bank Park. So I will say it's a big event that I have not attended, but I do think that's pretty cool when they take something to a different venue, like hockey playing outdoors. Or I remember there was a college game a couple of years ago. I want to say Duke was one of the teams that was played on a Navy ship. In the middle, do you remember that? I'm going to look it up. But like when they take it, that was for the armed forces, and it was really cool.
Was it Michigan State and North Carolina?
Was that who it was?
One year, the opening night
for
the NCAA tournament? I feel like they did it. It was for like Veterans Day or something.
Yeah, it was something cool like that. But yeah. I remember thinking, this is fascinating. They take everything, set it up on the, and it makes you realize the size of those ships. The court was dwarfed when you looked at the magnitude of the whole thing. But, man, I don't know, maybe one of the, I've talked in the past about cool venues to see a game. I had brought up Cameron Indoor because I did see Duke, North Carolina there once in my life. And it happened to be when Wayne Ellington and Gerald Henderson were freshmen in college. And I went down there for that game, and it was really, really cool. I'm of the belief that we have in our own backyard, Palestra is one of the great places to see a basketball game, and I'll always put that up near the top. I know some people like the bigger, the newer, the better, but to me, there's something pretty cool about some of these old gems like the Palestra, like Cameron Indoor Stadium. When it comes to baseball parks, I'm partial. I think going to Fenway is cool. I've enjoyed Camden Yards, obviously Citizens Bank Park right in your backyard. But when you get to see something that you don't have every day, maybe you even made a point to go to a different city just to see that venue. So if that's the case, and we'll go back to the Sixers and the NBA and the back third of what will happen for them after this All-Star break. So I mentioned that it was 37-21 and that they're coming off a win over the New York Knicks, who, by the way, I go back to the year that the Sixers won 10 games. Now, New York has 11, and they're 1-9 in their last 10. So they won their last game because they had been on a 17-game losing streak. I don't hear people up in arms about how much losing the Knicks are doing. Quite the way. Now, again, when the Sixers had a losing streak, it was approaching tying the record, which was 26 in a row. So I get that. But still, this is a lot of losing for one of the top markets, and they haven't been good for ever and a day. And I don't think people like get up in arms about it. And having been part of the process and a lot of national abuse towards it. Now, I'm not a big person on the whole tanking thing. I didn't enjoy the experience of having to cover it. But I just don't feel like the Knicks, Cleveland is understandable because they had LeBron a year ago, so they have to figure out what they're going to do. I didn't expect them to be good anytime soon, given that LeBron had gone away. But the Knicks is a really, I mean, that situation, I don't even know how they're going to get good unless they do this offseason what they set out to do when they traded Porzingis. Anyhow, all right, let's go to the phone here. Ron in media is with us.
Hey, D, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm so glad you're on the air. I got to sign and get a petition to get you more hours.
Oh, Ron, I don't know about that. Well, actually, yes, of course.
The Sixers acquisitions, me and you have been talking about this for like a month, what they needed. And I could never imagine in my wildest dreams Elton Brand would do so good.
He did.
And, you know, and hit so many key points. Bobby is like, he's running the floor. He's yes. rebounding.
He's a good player.
He's just, yes.
He's a very good player.
Oh, my God. And I just want the guys to be a little bit more consistent because, you know, be consistent on offense, be consistent on defense. Like, you see something different every game, you know.
You only have a four-game sample size, so I hear you, and I would hope that they do develop consistency as they play more together. I think they also, Brett Brown's been experimenting with what lineups he wants to do after that starting five when you start to sub guys out. And I think that is where you'll see the most consistency or need to see it.
Mm-hmm. My example is like two games ago when like Embiid took like what, 10-3, something like that?
Eight.
Right. And then the game after that, he only took like one. So, I mean, it's like the disparity is like crazy, you know.
Yes.
Getting the paint, play hard, you know, I'm not going to complain about it. It was really, really awesome. I'm really, really enjoying the games. I'm enjoying the guys' hustle on the floor. TJ has been playing so good the last month.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Every game he gets out there, he's been the most consistent player to me for like a month.
I hear you. Ron, I got to hit a break, but I'm so glad that you told me that TJ, because I have been putting up his numbers since the trade, and they've been remarkable from
a
scoring.
They
really have. And thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, we'll continue talking about the Sixers here on 97.5. Bob is with us in Delran. Bob, thanks for calling The Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing? Hey, I really respect your opinion on something. You've been on the front lines, you and your dad, and I love the way you guys are. If I'm a coach of that team or running that team, I go to Ben Simmons, and I get family, and you love your brothers and sisters and everything. I get that. But there's a point in time where you got to go up to your brother who's teaching him how to shoot, which is a joke, because there's high school people can teach how to do free throws, and they won't do it, or he doesn't want to do it. I don't get it. And you know something? Someone's got to stand up and say to him, you want to be the best, you want to be that, you have the potential to be that man, Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, but you need to do certain things, get the best shooting coach that you can get. Boom. I don't think it's that complicated.
Well, first of all, Bob, I would agree with you that it's a difficult situation for some. Now, you might even look at the Ball, Lonzo Ball and his dad. I mean, somebody would say, well, how do the Lakers let him still be involved or be so vocal outside about the Lakers product when he doesn't work for them? So it I hear you. And in this case, with Ben having his brother work with him, a lot of these players have a lot of their own people who either work them out, like a Drew Hanlon with a number of these guys around the league. It just so happens that Liam is related to Ben. But if you do it for one guy, you have to be able to do it for the other.
And well, I get that. But you got to look at this long term. And if you hurt somebody's feelings, be damned with it. Pay him $200,000 and say, look, I'm going to Herb McGee or whatever, or some big time guy. I need to be the best. And, you know, that's why I question if he really wants to be the best. Does he have that Michael Jordan fire?
I don't know. I mean, I would say that I haven't seen enough change in his shot.
How's this guy qualified, too? I could teach.
No,
No.
Wait a minute. Liam was a college basketball coach.
Well, he's a horrible coach because I don't see any results in his shooting. And I think he could be really great.
Well,
so again, it's about results, and you know that too as well.
I do, Bob, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling 97.5. Yeah, the results, I mean, some people help people. I've seen in the past, I remember when Shaquille O'Neal went to a guy, Buzz Breaman, who had worked here at one point. And, you know, Buzz was a really well-respected shooting coach Did he help him a little bit? Yeah, he did. But then a lot of Shaq's free throw stuff reverted back. I mean, some of these guys, you just never, you can work on it. And you'd like to see results for sure. But what if it's just not there for that individual? I mean, I'd like to say that if you shoot enough free throws, maybe you can't develop an outside shot because you just don't know when to take it or have the confidence to take it. Maybe that's the case. But a free throw, nothing else is happening. You're standing alone and nobody's moving, and it's just you and the basket and the ball. So the fact that there is not improvement there is a little bit disturbing. I would say that is true. 610-632-0975. In terms of two callers ago, Ron wanting a little more consistency and really liking Boban, who they call Bobby. I kind of like Boban better, but I do want to get into the bench and how I think it's better because of a certain toughness to what I've seen in some of those guys. TJ would start with it, but he was already here. I think Boban is an upgrade as a backup center to Embiid. When Boston went with small ball the other day, I was a little surprised that Brett Brown did not put Jonah Bolden out there at all, because I think you have to be prepared. The teams are going to go some small ball at you, and if that's the case, you can't keep Bobby back on the floor. So I think that will be interesting to watch as the second half unfolds. I say second half, that final third. The other one, I like Mike Scott. I think he's a tough guy. And I'm interested in seeing more of Jonathan Simmons. I had seen him and liked him in the Vegas Summer League a couple of summers ago when he was still with San Antonio. So I'll be interested in that. I have not seen much from Ennis. And for a guy who had starting minutes, I'll be curious if I can figure out why I haven't seen much that impresses in him. But my all understanding was that that guy was known for being a perimeter defender, and they're going to need that. And defensively, they will have a short amount of time. 24 games, really, for what they need to do defensively, I hope is enough. Because that's what they're going to have to get done. And obviously, being able to do something better than they've shown against a Boston Celtics defense. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic until midnight.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Takes additional offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month lease on Core Acadia, $2,495 due at signing. 1,500 GM competitive lease and data qualified event ends 2/28/19. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's an executive order. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings on over 250 Buicks and GMCs. Reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% financing up to 72 months on most Buick models. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. Lease 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia, $199 per month. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% up to 72 months. Buick Encore, $129 a month. GMC Acadia, $199 a month. Get presidential savings now at fckerbeckbuickgmc.com.
Come join us.
Includes auto ship delivery. Cancel anytime. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Messenger data rates may apply.
What could you do with thicker hair? Could you climb Mount Everest? Build a rocket ship and go to the moon? Finally figure out how the magic eraser actually works? Probably not. But you sure would look good while you were attempting it. Try new Thickhead, the hair regrowth system for men that will leave your hair looking thicker, fuller, instantly. And I'm not lying. If I were lying, would I offer you 50% off plus free shipping right now? Would I tell you it has one of the only FDA-approved treatments clinically proven to regrow your hair? In fact, Thickhead comes with a 120-day hair regrowth guarantee. That means if you don't see real hair regrowing in your noggin in 120 days, you pay nothing for the product. Just text FLOW to 246810 right now and get 50% off. You heard me. Text FLOW to 246810. FLOW to 246810. Thickhead for men. Get ahead of it.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. An ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Yo! The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
A GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Oh, mama.
$199 a month.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps cheap.
And for Ram Truck Month,
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Zero down.
That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Starring the new GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Come and get it today.
For $199 a month.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Credit Connection.
It's official.
Gary Barbera has Jeep Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4
for $199 a month.
Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
$199 a month is a 36-month 10K mile a year lease. The world qualified down with $34.99 down, including first payment.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
The Jeep Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Hello.
$199 a month.
The long weekend is packed with epic savings at Macy's President's Day sale. Shop select Levi's looks for the fam, $9.99 to $48.99. And pick out new pieces for your home with 20 to 60% off furniture and mattresses. Find the perfect fit during our lingerie sale. Buy one bra, get one half off. And stock up during our kids and baby sale, 40 to 50% off. Plus, use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 10 to 20% off select items. Now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time. Introducing a car that's got style and substance to spare. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Featuring a sophisticated, muscular new exterior and available options like a premium JBL audio system and panoramic roof. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Toyota. Let's go places. JBL and Clarifier registered trademarks of Harman International Industries Incorporated.
Sports Talk for Blackwood and all of Gloucester County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic, Friday evening in the Delaware Valley. D-Line, I'm with you until midnight. We were talking before the break about the Sixers and evaluating where they are with 24 games remaining and how Brett Brown had felt like this was the third team he is coaching this year because the changes they have made have been significant. And so what you anticipate for those final 24 games. We were also talking about the Colin Kaepernick situation and not so much just how you took the news that after all this time, it's a matter of two sides coming to an agreement that we'll never know what that agreement is. I found some fascinating reading about what does it all mean. And one of the things that was interesting that I did not know was how difficult it would be to prove collusion because, let's see if I can. Yeah, it's the CBA for them states explicitly that the lack of opportunity cannot in itself be evidence of collusion. The fact that that is in the CBA like that would say they would have had a hard time proving it. So then why or how did this settlement come to be? They also say there's one way, one possible way that if neither side ever leaks the information and they did both agree to confidentiality, there is one way because the Green Bay Packers are publicly owned, their books are always available to be seen by the public. And if, in fact, this everybody would have, each team would have had to contribute if there was a financial arrangement to both Kaepernick and Reed, and each team would contribute to that. So in the Packers' books, it could show what that number was, and you could do the math. So, interesting. Anyhow, 610-632-0975. We go to Doug in South Jersey. Doug, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? It's Learner in Return with James Ferguson. How's it feeling today? It's a beautiful Take Notes Tuesday. You want to talk about have to versus get to? You know what I'm talking about, D?
No, I don't.
All right, well, it's about mindset, right? So, like, you don't have to be on the air. It's like you get to be on the air.
Oh, I get to be. I see what you're saying.
You get to be. It's about changing your mindset to turn into a positive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm thrilled to be on the air tonight. I don't know why you would think otherwise.
Well, because you don't have the right mindset. But you have to take action to gain traction, D. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a sports question?
No, I want you to check out my podcast. Learn, Earn, Return with Jay Ferg. That's with a 3, not an E.
All right. Thanks for calling, Doug. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. We go to Ed in Elkins Park. Ed, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Seeing the Celtics' success against us, how do we fare against Toronto and Milwaukee, and do they follow up Giannis and Kawhi? Yeah, I mean, because you see them, and they're unbeatable against us, but have they fared just as well? Do they bottle up Giannis and Kawhi?
Oh, you mean Boston. How do they fare?
How do they fare against Milwaukee and Toronto? Against Giannis and do they shut them down like they do Ben Simmons?
That's a very good question. I cannot say that I actually have seen them play each other this year, but I will certainly look in the standings to find out. I will say this. Milwaukee is the number one defensive team in the NBA in terms of opponents' field goal percentage. So, and Boston is top three. I think they're third. So I would say the two of them are very good defensive teams. And that would be the reason, if they do bottle up Giannis, I'll look it up in the break, but I think I'd be more concerned about what the Sixers need to do than I would be worried about.
No, I understand, but I'm just curious because, you know, I see the Celtics have the answer for the Sixers. I wonder if they have if they play that well against Toronto and Milwaukee.
Well, Milwaukee beat the Raptors most recently, and that game was in Toronto. And as far as the Celtics, it's been a while. It was much earlier in the year because I haven't seen them in the last 20 games. They haven't played them. Let's see.
But is Milwaukee and Toronto just as deep as the Celtics, and they go, you know, 10 deep?
Oh, gosh, yes.
So it's all, like, they're all even then, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, they play differently. I will say that. That they play the Sixers very well? Absolutely.
Will Horford do against Toronto's new center? I mean, is he going to be that good as he is against Embiid?
Mark Gasol.
Gasol, yeah.
Yeah, well, first of all, they have two other big men Ibaka has also already been there.
Yeah.
The one that played Embiid well that they traded because he was hurt was Valanciunas. And so whether Gasol could play Embiid as well as Valanciunas did, I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll find out come April.
Yes, you will. Yes, you
okay,
will.
Okay, thank you for your expertise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's a good question.
I think he meant Kawhi.
He did. He did. Here's a Boston. Milwaukee did beat Boston. Now, this was early in the season. I just want to see what Giannis had in that game. But I understand what the guy's point is like, why is it just that it seems like the Celtics have the Sixers number? And I would say back in the day when it was Iverson's Sixers, the team they could never get past was the Pacers until they finally did in 2001. But it was like a block, and they just had their number. And it was very, very frustrating to watch. And so I feel
Didn't they go five the year they went to the championship? Didn't they go to game five with them?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was when you still had the first.
That was 1-8.
Yes. Yeah. Was that still a five-game series then? I think it was. And it was a hard place to play. That was before they moved to Conseco Fieldhouse. And playing at Market Square Arena, it was called, was so loud. Anyhow, to answer that previous callers, in the 120-107 Bucks win over the Celtics, and again, it was early in the season, Giannis had 30, and he got to the foul line for 17 free throw attempts. So my guess is, to answer the question, no, they did not bottle up Giannis. he was a problem for them. And what was he? Who was he? Oh, the Raptors. I'll check on how Kawhi did. But again, I think rather than wondering how those other teams fare against each other, I think the most important is to see who the Sixers are going to be against both Toronto. I wouldn't rule out Indiana either. I know they're down Oladipo, but they're still in third place. And I think they feel like, you know, we did get here with Victor Oladipo, but they were playing really good basketball and they haven't let up since his injury. So, that's a team I also wouldn't like the Sixers. Well, they're going to have to play these guys, obviously. But from a physicality standpoint, and I don't think the Sixers have shown that they like playing physical basketball. That's what Boston does, and that's absolutely what the Indiana Pacers do as well. 610-632-0975. Patrick is with us in Wilmington. Patrick, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
D, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm a big fan of you. I'm a big fan of your dad. Loved your dad as St. Joe coach. I never talked to you before, but anyway, I just wanted to ask you a question because I think that I'm curious what your opinion is in terms of like the offense that Brett Brown runs. He runs an offense on a made basket that Ben Simmons pushes the ball down the court as fast as he can with Embiid dragging.
Yes.
He kicks it back to Embiid and Embiid gets it at the 3-point line.
And launches it. Yeah, he does.
So, like, can you explain to me, like, at what point does Brett Brown realize that this is not working and we need to get the ball on mismatches for him down low? It just doesn't seem, I don't think he's the right coach for this team. And I think of a couple of coaches out there that would be a better fit for this team. I think that this team would do better in like a triangle offense. I just don't get what Brett Brown sees in doing it that way. But what is your opinion, like, from an X and O's perspective? Like, and I know you're talking to your dad, like, I love your dad, by the way. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, thanks.
Like, what is he saying? What are you guys talking about at dinner?
No. Well, first of all, I do talk basketball with him, but I mean, we don't sit there and just analyze, what offense Brett is running. I will say this, that he has always been open to allowing players to take transition threes is an absolute. Their G League team does the same thing as well. That Embiid does that, you're pointing out the Celtics one because he took eight of them in that game, which tied his season high. The next night in New York, he doesn't take the threes. So some of it is, yes, it's part of the offense and it's an option for them there, but he does not have to take that. And he could... Right. You know, I feel, this is just my observation, that many times when he is tired, he settles for that transition three. He's the last guy down the floor and he jacks it up. That's what I see. And it is frustrating, but he's frustrating sometimes when I listen to him talk about it because he says, I don't even understand why people still bite on my pump fake at the 3-point line because I'm not a good shooter. He shoots 29% from there. Well, the bottom line is you don't have to take it. Now, you could just go and post. I know you're behind, Ben, and you just get to the block. Just go there.
Right.
So I'm saying that.
It seems like whenever they play Celtics, wherever he is on the floor, he gets it 2 feet further away from where he needs to get the ball. Like, there's got to be something to that. Like, Brad Stevens has Brett's number. Like, it's crazy. And they want him to take that shot. They bait him into that.
They do. Well,
it's ridiculous.
That's not so much having Brett's number as it is having Joel Embiid's number, and I appreciate the call. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic until midnight.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Includes auto ship delivery. Cancel anytime. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
What could you do with thicker hair? Could you climb Mount Everest? Build a rocket ship and go to the moon? Finally figure out how the magic eraser actually works? Probably not. But you sure would look good while you were attempting it. Try new Thickhead, the hair regrowth system for men that will leave your hair looking thicker, fuller, instantly. And I'm not lying. If I were lying, would I offer you 50% off plus free shipping right now? Would I tell you it has one of the only FDA-approved treatments clinically proven to regrow your hair? In fact, Thickhead comes with a 120-day hair regrowth guarantee. That means if you don't see real hair regrowing in your noggin in 120 days, you pay nothing for the product. Just text FLOW to 246810 right now and get 50% off. You heard me. Text FLOW to 246810. FLOW to 246810. Thickhead for men. Get ahead of it.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting. You'll find a massive number of hockey betting options. We have the most exciting live in-game betting options on hockey. Like, who will be the next goal scorer? Who will win the next face-off? Which team will be penalized next? Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Watch Farzetta and Trey on Twitch. Follow 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitch.tv for Farzetta and Trey's post-show showcast. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. I am D-Linum. This is Friday night. So that last caller was a little frustrated with the number of threes that Embiid takes, kind of like, you know, the running a fast break. Actually, he said even after a made basket. But I was curious because I was trying to make the point of, I think it's allowed in the system. It's not drawn up for Embiid to do that. But I wanted to know how many centers in the league shoot as many as he does. And I did just this year. So he's taken 217. Brooke Lopez has 371 attempts. Karl Anthony Towns, 257. Marc Gasol, 222. Then Embiid at 217 and Kelly Olynyk at 215. Now, what the biggest difference is, and the herein lies the problem for me, is all of those guys with Karl Anthony Towns shooting the highest percentage from three at 39. Brooke Lopez, who takes 371, he's 37. Embiid is the only one that, well, they're all 34% and higher, and he's at 29. So I think the problem, it looks worse because he doesn't make the same amount as others who do the same thing. 610-632-0975, we go to Mike in South Philly. Mike, thanks for calling the Fanatic. Are you with us, Mike? Mike's not with us. All right. Well, we'll continue the conversation about shooting that three ball and when it concerns Joel Embiid in particular. It's so funny because the two stats that bothered me the most from that Celtics game is the two, and they're both with the two cornerstones of this organization. The 2-for-8 from three, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, for Embiid was a season-tying attempts high in terms of three-point range. The 8 equaled his season high. And then the 2-for-7 at the foul line by the other guy, which is so frustrating to me. And both of those numbers would say, you know, what do we do about this? What does a coach do about both of those? And I mean, I know Brett Brown has said how hard Ben works on his shooting. He's the first one in the gym and all of that. But to not be able to see that reflected in his free throw shooting, I don't know what you do. If he comes back and for a third season next year. Now, this is projecting probably too far down the line, but his free throw percentage last year was 56, and right now it's 58. Okay, a slight improvement. It's not even 60 yet. I can't wrap my head around the fact that this is what you have to live with your point guard. 610-632-0975. Mike is with us in Philly. How are you, Mike? Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Yeah, thanks for picking up my phone. I love the show.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I want to talk about Brett Brown, man. Brett Brown, I did some research on him, man. His background, he's like a Celtic blood, man. He's bleeding Celtic. He used to go to the game since he was a kid. And then when you look at now, he doesn't even care about prepared the team. Look about Embiid. Embiid, you know what he say? He walks through for three quarters. He only focus on the last quarter. Ben Simmons, after the game, he tweet about LSU, the big win. The players, they don't even pay attention to the game. You know, all of us are fans, we're all mad. The players, they don't even care because the problem is to the top. Brett Brown, he does not prepare them.
Well, I would disagree with that. And I would say that they don't care seems a little harsh. I mean, they did win 52 games last year and made it to the second round. And yes, they did lose to the Celtics. I do think just because Brett Brown grew up in Maine and the nearest NBA team would be the Celtics, you know, we're a product of where we grew up, but I mean, he's lived all over the world. He was in Australia for many more years than he was in Boston as a kid. So I can't say that's the case. Now, you may not like how he coaches or the results that he's gotten. He's 37-21 right now, and they are sitting in the fifth seed spot. But to say that he doesn't care would be inaccurate on my part, the way I say it.
I mean, no, what I'm saying, he does not take it personal, you know? You cannot lose to same coach, to same team, over and over. For 12 months, last series, we lost 4-1.
Yep.
He had a 12 months. He didn't even prepare. Look at the blueprint for this game on Tuesday. Ben Simmons did the same thing. Did the same thing what he did on the playoff time. This shows that Brett Brown, he did not prepare the team. He didn't even show the play for Ben Simmons. He did the same thing. They put the wall, the clock in there. Ben Simmons can go nowhere. Go back to watching the playoff series. You will see the same playbook that Celtic did to Brett Brown. And Brett Brown did not even adjust anything. That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't even care. And look at the last play. Beside, we need a three-point shooter. He went for Embiid for layup for 2 points. It doesn't make no sense. Go back to the Christmas time. We need 3 points, 2 points to win the game. He went for J.J. Redick beside Jimmy Butler. These things show that he doesn't even care about the game to win the game, you know? Because it doesn't make no sense. You lose 12-10 on the same team over and over. And he doesn't even, like, make it like a personal, to take it personally. I don't know if you remember Rex Ryan with the Jets and the Belichick. He took it personal.
I hear you, Mike. I appreciate the call. I got to get to a break soon, but I'm just going to tell you, first of all, Ben Simmons was different in this game because he was able to score 18 points. He was 5 of 7 from the floor, and he had 7 assists and 4 rebounds. I would tell you that in my opinion, that was against the Knicks. I'm sorry, I had the wrong game there. I'll get the other one. But the other thing is the team that was out there the other night is not the same team that lost 4-1 in the postseason last year. Some of the pieces are the same. Some of them are brand new and here for not even a full week. So while you are absolutely entitled to be critical of it, I think you do have to say that there is a matchup, and I think the matchup that the Celtics go at the mismatch, absolutely. And that usually was either posting a JJ or a TJ. They go for that. The other thing is, and Joel would not admit it, but he should admit that Al Horford has played him well. Now, whether he wants to say it's because of his own preparation, lack thereof, or, you know, not being into it or not feeling well, maybe it was part of that. But that Al Horford has figured out a way to frustrate and make him do things that aren't necessarily good for him or good for the team. That's more on the players than I think it is necessarily. Now, does Brett Brown have to figure a way to not always let the mismatch be to their advantage? There has to be a way that you could post a Ben Simmons that makes Marcus Smart pay because he's bigger and he can. So that I would agree with. But to say that he doesn't care, I disagree. 610-632-0975. D-lining with you here until midnight on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Why is it that when someone asks you to just trust them, you just don't? Because trust is tricky. You can't just say it. You have to back it up. AAA Auto Insurance has been doing that for over 100 years. As quickly as a car accident happens, AAA starts to set things right, matching you with the right experts who make your claim their priority until you're back behind the wheel. Talk to a AAA insurance agent at your local AAA store today or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about AAA.
During Aaron's President's Day weekend event, it's your right to make no payments. Lease to own with no money down and no payment until March 1st. Plus, save on living rooms, a Philips TV bundle, or a Samsung laundry pair with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Now through Monday, visit a participating store or Aaron's.com. With these offers, we all win during Aaron's President's Day weekend event. And most stores open on Sundays. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Macy's President's Day Furniture and Mattress Sale is going on now. It's the perfect time to shop incredible supervised closeouts and great savings, like a 5-piece Radley Chaise sectional for $1,789. Pick out a Tribeca Queen storage bed for just $499. and get a free adjustable base when you buy a Beautyrest Caribbean Blue plush mattress, $597. Plus, learn how you can get 24-month financing when you use your Macy's credit card on qualifying purchases. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time? Introducing a car that's got style and substance to spare. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Featuring a sophisticated, muscular new exterior and available options like a premium JBL audio system and panoramic roof. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Toyota. Let's go places. JBL and Clarifier registered trademarks of Harman International Industries Incorporated.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Woo! Well, welcome back to 97.5, the Fanatic. We were talking about Ben Simmons when we went to break, and clearly, Team USA isn't showing him a wall since he's 9 of 10 at the half in the Rising Stars game. Not that you expect defense when you go down or when you see the NBA All-Star weekend, any part of it, no defense. There's only one All-Star game that I remember feeling like good defense was played, and you're going to laugh. Larry Brown was the coach. It was 2001. The East had to come back against the West in a game played in Washington, D.C., and I'll get the score, but it was on the lower side of the hundreds. None of this 150 points scored, and it was really entertaining to watch because it was real. It wasn't a pickup game. 610-632-0975. By the way, I was looking. The Bucks went 2-1 this year against Toronto. They won't play anymore against the Raptors. And they split with Boston to this point, and they will play the Celtics the first game back after the All-Star break. So we'll see what they do. And then they have two more against the Sixers. And those will be actually the really telling games for the Sixers, because that first one, I feel like, was the third game of the season. And it would have a Dario and Robert Covington in that game. So I can't even compare. But the fact that you have an opportunity to play the Bucks two more times before the postseason rolls around and you have your group together, I like that. It would be a much better way to gauge. 610-632-0975. I go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
D-line, I'm no. Thank you for being on the air. It's always a pleasure to talk to somebody who's so knowledgeable in basketball and really pick the mind of somebody who's got a follower who's so legendary. Thank you for being on the air and sticking with it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's funny, funny you bring up my father. So he's in Key West, and I think he bumped into Pat Croce today.
Oh, Lord. There
you go. Isn't that a riot?
You know, it's funny. I was born in 88, so I grew up around the time of Allen Iverson, Pat Croce, Larry Brown, Eric Snow, McKee, I could go on, Mutombo, those were my heydays.
Those were your guys.
Yeah, those were my guys. Well, you know, Andre Iguodala was kind of my guy, even though he was a post-AI era move, and then they brought AI back. But, yeah, I'm going way off the beaten path here. I'm watching the World USA game, and, you know, Ben Simmons, between him and Luka Doncic, they're just taking over. But the world is contributing from everybody. Everybody's contributing on the world. It's just Ben and Luka on the world team.
Wow. Yeah, I saw where he was 9 of 10. I haven't been able to really, obviously, watch the game. The USA team has Kuzma, Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, right?
Yeah, and Donovan Mitchell was putting on some, highlight dunks. So, no, they're out there having fun. And they got Kyrie, who's coaching them. But, you know, let me talk about my Sixers, all right? Because, you know, I got a real gripe with Brett Brown. Because back in those days when he had guys like Michael Carter-Williams, KJ McDaniels, Jeremy Grant, Ish Smith on his second go-around. Come on, the list goes on and on. Guys, he didn't really, all right, they're contributing. Oklahoma City is contributing, benefiting from Jeremy Grant and Nerlens Noel. And TLC was there, but I think he got traded from Oklahoma City. So, look, look at Shamit in L.A. Look at, the list goes on, of players that were here, that Okafor, like, who would have thought that Jahlil Okafor would actually become a player in the league after he was practically written off here as a Sixer? I think there's something to be said about that, and I've said it before.
Well, wait, Chris, I'm curious, are you saying they developed them here? Or that they started here, they didn't do anything here, and then became something.
They never developed here. Why? Because Brett Brown didn't have them in the plans. Brett Brown's plans were developing all-star talents like Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, focusing on the court. And that always bothered me because of how many guys could have been around here, and if you actually took them legitimately, they could have turned into maybe. Look at Michael Carter Williams. Rookie of the year in his first year, D, and then turned out to be an absolute bust from there on out. There's something to be said about that bond between him and Brett Brown. And then you destroy that. That's because Brett Brown never had him in his plans. And Billy Lang, he needs to be fired. Because if I see another guy sit there and watch a three as the guy's taking it and shooting it up and watching it go in or watching it bounce off, not even making an attempt to get a rebound, it sickens me. That's why I have the utmost respect for TJ McConnell, because he is an absolute dog on that court. From the time that opposing point guard brings it in, he dogs him all the way down the court. I wish his team would show that spirit, D.
All right, Chris, I appreciate the phone call and the passion, for goodness sakes, of course. But I would say this, that you bring up a Michael Carter Williams, who was the rookie of the year and now has been nothing anywhere else. I don't know how that's a reflection on Brett Brown not developing him. He was gone. His best year was with this organization. And then if you say, Jeremy Grant has had a nice career in Oklahoma City, absolutely. But that you use those pieces to get better and to be able to win 52 games. I mean, there's a lot of them that are nice pieces somewhere else, but at some point you're trying to elevate your own roster to a different level. And I think you and I would agree that a Tobias Harris, a Jimmy Butler, is different than talking about a TLC or a Jeremy Grant, or in the case of Jahlil Okafor, he was not the right guy to be able to play with Joel Embiid. That's just truth of the matter. And that you could have the argument, well, then why did they take him? Well, that's not Brett Brown. That's your general manager deciding that. So if he did it because he thought he didn't have a healthy Embiid, so be it. Okay, you live with the mistake. But I think to say that they didn't develop, I think you have to look at a Darius Saric and a Robert Covington. I think those are two really good stories of development. TJ McConnell, you brought up, that's a very good example of development. I would disagree that they haven't developed players. That they have moved many? Yes, because they've had so many come through the door through the process. And that's the reason that people have moved on, because each year they have tried to get better. And that is the case. They're trying to better what they were a year ago, which was 52 wins, and get out of that second round and get to the Eastern Conference Finals. 610-632-0975. I go to Matt in Collegeville. Matt, how are you tonight? Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, great show. Always enjoy listening to talk about basketball.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, I had the pleasure of having season tickets a couple years ago during the process, and for those of you who've never met Brett Brown, he took the time before games to meet with fans.
Yes, he did.
And also, they'd have special occasions where you get to meet him for breakfast. Huh. And if you come to know him, he is just an unbelievable guy. And I'm a big fan of his. He's such a great person. And just to have him represent Philadelphia, I just think is awesome. Now, that being said, I am worried about their offense and the style of offense they play. And you look where Jimmy had a lot of success, same with Tobias, with pick and rolls.
Yep.
And, our offense is almost built more like Golden State's, where it's a lot of off-ball screens.
Yep.
And the thing I also worry about, too, is Joel, like you said, with his three-pointers, but even more so, how much time he spends away from the basket. And not that he has to be in the paint all the time, but at least in position to get rebounds or get a dish. And I wonder if this is the right style of offense for this team because of Joel, because of Tobias, because of Jimmy. And I also love to see Joel in more pick and roll situations with him instead of just popping all the time out to the three, have him rolling hard. And I just feel like they're not really taking advantage of some of his strengths. I haven't seen that at all. And so I want to ask you about their style of offense. I know Brett's been changing that more, and the percentage of pick and rolls that Jimmy Butler's been in has been going up a lot. But I feel like they have to change their offense. And I really worry about that. I wonder if Brett's just going to try to stick too much to his current style of offense. I know he's been changing, and I just hope that's sort of not the beginning of the end for him as a coach here, because I do worry about that part of it. I want to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate the call, Matt. And I would say this. You are correct that with the pick and roll situation, and that it has increased for Jimmy since Jimmy got here, that he is continuing to try to figure out how best to utilize the pieces that he now has. And I will say that I find Brett, and I appreciated that you could appreciate him as a person. That doesn't mean that you don't get to still judge the job a person does professionally, but I would agree with you. He's a really, really good guy. And I think he admitted that he is trying to work offensively to figure this out. Spacing is absolute number one with this group. Now, back to your point about Joel Embiid. See, therein, it's an interesting one, and you say, you know, be down there to get a rebound. He's a very good rebounder, but 11 of his 13 and a half that he averages are at the defensive end. So there is a point to you saying that. I'm not totally sure. I think that they try to cater to, one, what Joel likes to do, and two, what they think is best for him, because they do say he is the crown jewel and the rest is all trying to fit it in and make it work. So if there's something that could be better done with him, maybe that is, some games I feel like he totally dominates, and some games I go in saying he should dominate this game and it just doesn't feel like he does. I think you always see that he gets numbers. But I think what Brett's going to have to figure out is he has guys like Jimmy, to me, even though he makes an outside shot, is more a guy who wants to attack. And JJ, we know he's going to be your outside shooter. And Tobias, while he did not shoot the three ball well against the Celtics, I do believe they'll figure it out. But this is all new for him. You know, where he's supposed to be in that spacing is difficult. And the other thing I would say is, while that is your starting five, should it be the starting five? Is that the best spacing you can have to start games, or is it not the right mix? So that is something that they will figure out as they go along. I don't think it's so much that they would change it now, but if it's not productive out of the gate, then maybe there's something you could do so that it's a different blend on the court at all times. And I think that is his biggest challenge. And Brett Brown admitted that when he comes back, having seen these four games, he is going to have a much, much better idea of what he wants to do with his rotations. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic until midnight.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, get an unlimited plan with a Samsung Galaxy S9 lease and Hulu included for just $25 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and new lines of service. That's your unlimited plan, a Galaxy S9 and Hulu included, for the low price of $25 per month per line. Even better, there's no trade-in required. You heard that right, $25 and no trade-in required. There's never been a better time to try Sprint, a network built for unlimited. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/bothforall, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. After 4/30/2020, pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Aaron's President's Day weekend event, it's your right to make no payments. Lease to own with no money down and no payment until March 1st. Plus, save on living rooms, a Philips TV bundle, or a Samsung laundry pair with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Now through Monday, visit a participating store or Aaron's.com. With these offers, we all win during Aaron's President's Day weekend event. And most stores open on Sundays.
Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Handsome tags additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 2018 Cadillac XTS. 30,428 previous rental miles. 3.19% for 84 months. 319.50 for 84 months at 5.89% APR with $49.95 down. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's an executive order. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings. Over 180 Cadillacs reduced. 2018 Cadillac XTS all-wheel drive, just $26,800. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay $26,800. That's half price. Just $319 per month buys it. Financing as low as 3.19%. All-wheel drive Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP was $53,740. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. $319 per month buys it. Not a lease. You own it. Cadillac XTS was $53,700. You pay just $26,800. That's half price. Get presidential savings now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
The long weekend is packed with epic savings at Macy's President's Day sale. Shop select Levi's looks for the fam, $9.99 to $48.99. And pick out new pieces for your home with 20 to 60% off furniture and mattresses. Find the perfect fit during our lingerie sale. Buy one bra, get one half off. And stock up during our kids and baby sale, 40 to 50% off. Plus, use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 10 to 20% off select items now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money.
It's back! Minivan Mania! Minivan month is in full swing at the Big B. Gary Barr, Bears number one, Chrysler Land.
Chrysler Land! Chrysler Land! Gary Barr's Chrysler Land!
Minivans, minivans, and more minivans. They are parked bumper to bumper, fender to fender.
My minivan!
Your best built beautiful 7 passenger loaded up Chrysler minivan. A crazy $16,666. You heard me right. Your radio's not broken. Get your official tailgate great minivan from a crazy $16,666. And at Barbera, when we say instant credit, come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
I am talking about the mother of all minivans today, the Gary Barbera Minivan Mania Way.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For 3 decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
At Gary Barbera's number one Chrysler land, it's Minivan Mania. Minivans, minivans, and more minivans from a crazy 16,666. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Sports Talk for Wallingford and all of Delco.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Here we are back on 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you on this Friday evening. Kind of a quiet weekend, really, if you think about it, in Delaware Valley. Actually, I think the Flyers play tomorrow afternoon. But Sixers won't return to action until Thursday. Of course, I do love NBA All-Star Saturday night. I have to admit. I do. I lock in and I like the skills competition. I especially like the skills competition since they added the big men to it. So I like that. I do enjoy the three-point shooting contest. I think that's great. And I'm looking forward to see Steph and Seth, brother. You know, I never saw, I'm going to look up. I always wanted to see Kyle Korver in that because he has such a quick release. I don't think he ever, I'm going to look up. I don't recall him ever being in it. And then I think even though, you know, there's no other slam dunks that you think could be out there, I think there's something to it. And the creativity that a number of these guys bring to the table on that, I find entertaining. And by the way, I'm going to tell you one of the maybe I'll save it for tomorrow One of my favorite parts of NBA All-Star Saturday night. But let's go back to the phones. I digress. Brian is with us. Brian's on the turnpike. That could be anywhere. Where are you on the turnpike, Brian?
Hi, D. How are you? I'm almost at the Lansdale exit headed back into Philly.
So oh, there you go.
Not too far.
Not too bad. I used to have to drive the turnpike every Friday and Saturday to go up to Secaucus because I worked at NBA TV back then.
Okay. Well, I do want to get back to the back then of your career, and that's sort of what my question pertains to. But first and foremost, I wanted to say spring can't get here soon enough, D. I'm getting the itch for some golf here.
That's so funny. Because I've been watching the Genesis, I think that's the name of it. But I was fortunate to play Riviera a couple summers ago. And when I'm watching it, I'm like you, I'm ready to get back out there.
I actually stopped into one of the sporting goods stores and hit a couple in a simulator yesterday.
I've never done that. I got to try that.
It's fun. There's one actually on Delaware Ave in Philly that you should check out. I went there. It was nice. It's a good time.
And the other thing, somebody had a great picture on Instagram today at Topgolf, which I haven't gone to the one over there in Jersey. I've gone to others around the country. But that's also a good time.
I know. We got to get them as a sponsor as your show.
I'd like that. All right. I'll get on that, Brian.
All right. And I'll be there for the first one.
There you go.
To my question here. So, you covered the league, right, during the Allen era.
Sure.
And, you know, I know it's very difficult to compare eras based on the rules, right? Like, imagine Allen with no hand checking allowed. obviously, the crazy salaries that are getting thrown to name an individual Hassan Whitesides of the world. But when you mentioned that 2001 All-Star game, that's the reason why I called in, because I'm thinking about the players in that game and wondering your thoughts, right? So on the East, you have Allen, Tracy McGrady, and Vince. I believe the West trotted out Kobe, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Jason Kidd as their starters, right?
Okay.
And to me, like, there are the elite of the elite in the league right now. Your Kevin Durant, your LeBron James's, Steph Curry, and obviously Harden are doing what they're doing. But, like, you were courtside for those games. And to me, as a fan now, I just don't think that the talent level's there. From a deep perspective, outside of like the big marquee stars in the game, I just wanted to hear your thoughts of the talent level from then to now.
Oh gosh, it's so. I'm glad you at least allowed me that it is difficult to judge from different eras, and you really don't want to do a disservice to people. But I am going to, you are correct. It was Allen Iverson, Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, Grant Hill, and Alonzo Mourning on the East. It was Jason Kidd, Kobe Bryant, Chris Webber, Tim Duncan, and Shaq.
Yeah. And
Rashid
coming off the bench.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, it was stacked to me. Like, if you paired them up versus these teams now, like, I don't know. I'll let you talk on it.
You know what's amazing? Ray Allen was on a reserve on that East team, and he played in that celebrity game tonight and was dropping. They had the four-point line out there. I guess what I would say to you, and I appreciate the call, Brian, drive safe on the turnpike. I would say that I do find that the talent keeps being out there. And it's very difficult to compare. Like, when I see a Giannis now, or the Joker. Well, I stay up late night sometimes and I'll see Denver or the Portland Trailblazers or whatnot. When I'm watching James Harden do what he's doing, Russell Westbrook, triple-double after triple-double, it's hard for me to say that. I mean, when I rattle off the names of who played back in 01, you say these are, you know, a number of Hall of Famers. That's what we're talking about. I mean, Allen Iverson's a Hall of Famer. Kobe, Tim Duncan, Shaq. You know, these are elite, high level guys. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to look and see that's what will play on Sunday. The league is different. The number of threes that people put up, the pick and roll, it's not the same game. And I don't think it's as physical as it used to be. And obviously, because you can't hand check anybody. You know, some of these guys would go crazy if it had the rules that we see today. How it would have played out for them would be different as well. So, but I guess to the point, Brian, I think that I still enjoy the game as much as I did in 01. That particular All-Star game, I don't like I'm not a big fan of the All-Star. I do like how the guys pick the players now. I think that's pretty cool. I will get that box score. I should have gotten it in the break. But anyhow, we'll go to the phone. 610-632-0975. Bryant is with us in Philly. Bryant, how are you? And thanks for calling the Fanatic.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well tonight.
So, I was listening to the conversation, and I heard people talk about development.
Yes.
And when I think about development, as far as, like, athlete, I think it's twofold. One, I think the player themselves have to develop, which I feel like is very important.
Yes.
And I feel like the coach wants to have the player develop. But I go back to the first point, is why I say it's more important, is because if you don't want to develop, there's nothing nobody can do to make it develop.
Correct. As an individual, if you think you're already there and have everything you need to be successful, then you're not going to develop anything further than that.
Yeah, and I feel like for certain athletes, you know, they might just be complacent. They might be like, I'm
sure.
Fine where I'm at.
Yep.
I'm fine with my achievement.
I am right there with you. And sometimes, and maybe it's wrong to be judging, I can see why people judge Ben Simmons in feeling that he may feel that way about his own game, because there's enough of it that is successful, but there is a glaring missing piece in terms of not being able to shoot a jump shot.
Jump shot. But he seemed like he improved lately on his free throws, but it's a jump shot. And I just think about Ben Simmons with a jump shot. Like, even now, people compare him to Magic Johnson. And when you look at their stats, it's pretty similar. Cause I was looking on basketballreference.com, and Magic Johnson only had 19 points. He only averaged 19 points. And when I think about Ben Simmons with a jump shot, if he develops a jump shot, he's going to have a better career than Magic Johnson. I can see him in the mid-20s as far as points per game. That's only if he develops a jump shot.
Yeah, I'm looking at, let's go. He averaged with the same year, so this is Ben's second year. Magic
16.2 points per game, according to Basketball Reference.
No, not in his second year. He was up to 22.
I'm not talking about the second year.
Well, yeah.
I was looking at his career stats.
Oh, you're looking at him for his career? Magic Johnson for his career?
No, Magic Johnson for his career was at 19...
5. 19.5.
Exactly. So yeah. Ben Simmons, for his career right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So you can get Ben Simmons with a jump shot, hands down, would definitely have a better career than Magic Johnson. But that's if he only wants to improve and gets better on his game and add to his game.
Well, the judgment will be, because keep in mind, Magic, the three-point line was used differently when Magic was playing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. But yeah. I'm not even talking about going that far as shooting the three-pointer. Just to have some type of jump shot.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll
and
see.
As far as the Sixers, how do you feel about them right now as far as making it, how deep they can make it into the playoffs, honestly?
Well,
with this current roster.
I like the moves that were made. I think that had you not made those moves, that you would not have been as good as Milwaukee, Boston, or Toronto, for sure. Maybe not even as good as Indiana. That you have the talent to compete with those others, I do believe that's true now. I do. That you need to figure out how best to use that talent, and that's on Brett Brown. I think that absolutely still needs to be tinkered with, and that 24 games will feel pretty quick when you're trying to figure it out in time for April. So,
do you think the players themselves want to beat those teams? Do you think they can heighten their level of play?
Well, I don't know if I hear what you're saying. I would say this. Two games really jump out to me that are important. They face Milwaukee two more times, and they have one more opportunity against Boston. And what is most important that I see in those games is, one, do not get exploited by, like, meaning the mismatch that we saw the other night constantly that Boston went to. And two, to defensively be better and stronger. Boston has shown, Milwaukee has shown to be ready defensively for a postseason run. And their statistics would say the same. The Sixers, to me, are up and down defensively, and I need consistency from a defensive standpoint and a grit. I want to get after it and make it difficult. They forced Boston into six turnovers. That's not enough. Six turns for only 2 points. Not enough.
Yeah. And so, I'm going to cross, I guess, sports right here. I need the Sixers to play like the Eagles. The Eagles rose to the occasion, especially last year. The Eagles rose to the occasion.
I like that analogy, Brian. I like it. Rise to the occasion. Well, that's what they should do in the final 24 games. And that's what you as a fan should demand that they show you, that they're ready to be trending up. Because if you do think about it, though, the Eagles struggled out of the gate. And there was a lot of disappointment, and there was a lot of conversation of, like, lack of fulfillment. And then, you know, with their backs against the wall, they made it happen. And then they got to the postseason, and then they made it happen again in Chicago. So, and then, you know, they didn't make it all the way back. But I would agree with you that when their backs were against the wall, they improved. Go to Jerry in Newtown. Jerry, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Thanks for having me, D. If I could just make 2 points. The first one is, for all these people who keep calling in and talking about Brett Brown's ability to develop people.
Yes.
Besides Greg Popovich, I would love for them to name me another coach or two who has been known for developing people and who still has a job in the NBA.
Yeah, no, I use Pop as an example all the time because of the number of different kinds of guys that would come through there and have success.
Sure.
Yep.
So, and I agree. Pop is on a different level. I consider him the Bill Belichick of the NBA.
He is.
So, again, I would like one or two other names that someone could throw out. So, for all these people listening who want to talk about developing guys, please name me another NBA coach who is known for that.
Yeah.
Plus, I could go off Jeremy Grant, Robert Covington, Dario Saric. The list goes on and on. Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
But the real point that I want to make is, it bothers me to my core so much that people can sit here and really talk about Brett Brown's job, right? This man, how long has he been here?
Is his sixth season.
This is his sixth season. He has not had the same roster in 6 years.
No, he hasn't even had the same roster in 1 year.
that was going to be my next point. You could break it down even further and just look at last year. He had a team all the way up until the trade deadline again, and then you add pieces like Ersan and Marco Bellinelli, and again, you have to figure things out.
Yep.
Like, People think that you just add talent and it's instant success.
No, that and I will say, I agree with you on that, Jerry. I would say that's his biggest challenge for this final third of the season, is to really know what he wants to do with his rotations so that they are maximizing the clearly elevated talent they have acquired.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's on Brett Brown to figure those things out. But even still, let's say Brett Brown does an A-plus job. That doesn't mean that these guys are going to click right away. Just offensively speaking, you have to know how they're going to react coming off a pick and roll.
Yep.
Is he going to pick? When does he pop? How far back does he go? And then defensively, right, spacing on the court. And then defensively, it's even harder. How are we going to rotate? When are we going to rotate?
Yep.
If I take a gamble here, will somebody help me? If I get help behind me, is the help going to help the helper? There's just so many different...
I think that is one of the places where you are at a disadvantage when you make these kind of major moves at a trade deadline, is defensively, because you are absolutely right. It is all about communication.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. And you just, for people, just go back 13 years, right? When you had Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh, three Hall of Famers on the same team, what was their record in the beginning of the year?
No, they were like a 500.
9-17.
Yeah, I was going to say they were 500. Yes, I would agree. And good call by you, and thanks for calling the Fanatic. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling 97.5. But now this is why you want the talent. You want to be able to keep the talent. But in the short term, you have to be able to figure the pieces out. But that's what a great chess match is. And I can imagine Brett Brown this weekend. I don't know how he does it. My dad used to have this little magnetic board and little pieces. And he would play with X's and O's on his little, I don't know what they call that board, but it was made out of magnets. And he would design stuff and write things down. I can see Brett Brown's wheels turning this weekend about how he wants to attack this final 24 games with the current roster that he has. 610-632-0975. Craig is with us in Drexel Hill. Craig, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm a big fan. I want to tell you a quick story before
Please
I get
do.
To my question.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to say it was back in the 2000 season, before the finals. I went to a game at the Core State Center or First Union Center, whatever it was at the time.
Remember how many names that thing had for a while? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And Comcast Sportsnet was doing, the pregame show, and I saw the show from the concourse, and I screamed at the top of my lungs, I love you, D.
Oh, geez.
And I'm pretty sure it was Leslie Goodell and not you.
Oh, wow. It could have been. You know what? Back in the day of those, they would do Sports Night, which was then still a half-hour show at 6:30. And that would have probably been her and Neil Hartman. That's
well,
funny.
There's no way she didn't hear me. But I'll always remember that.
That's funny. All right, what's your Sixers point?
Well, I've been on and off the trade Ben train. Currently, I'm not on the trade Ben train, but as somebody who's been really close to the team for a long time, like you, and I feel like you and Bob Cooney on this station are the people who have been closest to the team, so you would know best. Like, do you feel like when he is up to sign a contract that he's going to want to sign that and stay with the Sixers? Or do you think the rumor with him going wanting to go to LA is for real?
No, I mean that he's going to sign as a restricted free agent. Absolutely. And you will not have to worry. It'll be a total of 9 years of Ben in Philadelphia before you would have to worry about that. So what is he, 3 years into it? And he has next year is the fourth. Then you have to offer him, and you probably have to offer him a max contract, and that would he would be able to be paid by the Sixers more than any other team could pay him. And I don't know anybody in the right mind that turns that down and takes a one-year deal of his ilk, somebody of his talent that's going to turn that kind of money down and then see what he does as a free agent. I think you take the money, absolutely.
Okay, because, the whole thing with Magic Johnson over the past week.
Yeah.
Just seems like there's more to that. I know the NBA said they investigated it and there's been tampering. It just seems like Is it really that big of a coincidence that he shot his first three-pointer with Magic sitting in the front row? And
I didn't even think of it that way. That's kind of funny. Yeah, I hear you. I think there are more conversations that go on between participants or people in different organizations that, you know, it's just part of all being in the NBA. And do some people push their limits? Absolutely. Do they try to develop relationships? No question about it. But there are rules in place that just, unless he just doesn't want the money, that would be the only way. And I just don't see how you walk away from that kind of money if that, in fact, is, you know, you play basketball because it's your living.
Right.
And so the Sixers hold the keys to his car. And I think this is a conversation you don't have to worry about for after next year. It'll be a 5-year deal. And then if he wants to go to L.A., so be it. Go.
Right. By that time, hopefully we'll have a couple more rings.
Yeah. And hopefully, and the other thing is they have the makings of a championship caliber team. If you're really in it to win it, then that also should factor into your business decisions. So I think you're actually going to have all four of those guys here. I think you're going to have Embiid, Tobias, Jimmy Butler, and Ben Simmons, and you're going to have a window to go and make a run at it and win some championships.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's just me, Craig. All right, I hope I am too, Craig. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah, I know. I thought it was a good drama, the whole Magic thing. I think I have a bigger problem that his brothers would make that phone call and not realize that that's somewhat of not a smart idea. I mean, I understand. Oh, and also that it wouldn't come back to have to be told to the Sixers in the league. It's just not a smart move. And I'm more interested in people just doing the smart, right thing. 610-632-0975. Warren and David, you're up first on the other side. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Makes additional offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month lease on Core Acadia, $24.95 due at signing. 1500 GM competitive lease for dealer qualified event ends 2/20/19. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
It's an executive order. Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings on over 250 Buicks and GMCs. Reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% financing up to 72 months on most Buick models. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. Lease 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia. $199 per month. Experience the new Buick. GMC. We are professional grade. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% up to 72 months. Buick Encore. $129 a month. GMC Acadia. $199 a month. Get presidential savings now at FC Kerbeck Buick. GMC.com.
Come join us.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank bank levy or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Leif Erickson with your Ski Report. Visit Rain.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. The North Country plowed another strong midweek storm. Northern villages are loaded with deep coverage, and this latest storm gave the slopes a nice boost. Nearby slopes got MMS snow too earlier, and groomers lay back corduroy out. Bear Creek with 23 trails, 8 tubing lanes. Shawnee Mountain, 23 runs, 100% open. They got 3 inches early this week in Blue Mountain, a nice coating on 39 runs. Big Boulder and Jack Frost each at 100%. Camelback, 37 trails and nearly 40 tubing lanes. White Face, a foot of snow this past week, 73 powder runs.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at SnowCountry.com. Leif Erickson with the 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
Hey, sis, what you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Dietz and Watson invites you to try their brand new snack, Dietz Nuts. They're the world's first ever meat nuts. What are meat nuts? Well, Dietz Nuts aren't nut nuts. They're bite-sized pieces of delicious protein-packed meat nuts made with savory sausage based on a Dietz and Watson's traditional European Landjäger recipe, dried and cured to snackable perfection. Learn more and order online at DietzandWatson.com.
Want a better truck? Get to Fred Bean's Ford. They sell more trucks because they have more trucks. Over 1,500 new Fords. Save over $11,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 F-150 at Fred Bean's Ford, the largest Ford dealer in the tri-state area. In Boyertown, Langhorne, Doylestown, Westchester, Mechanicsburg, and Newtown. FredBean'sFord.com. Based on 2018 Ford truck sales, stock number F-8236SL, MSRP 43695. Includes $3,000 dealer discount, $500 college credit rebate, and $79.97 in conditional rebates. Must qualify. Ends 2/28/19.
The long weekend is packed with epic savings at Macy's President's Day sale. Shop select Levi's looks for the fam, $9.99 to $48.99. And pick out new pieces for your home with 20 to 60% off furniture and mattresses. Find the perfect fit during our lingerie sale. Buy one bra, get one half off. And stock up during our kids and baby sale, 40 to 50% off. Plus, use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 10 to 20% off select items. Now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money.
You know those little white lies you tell yourself? Clogged pores? Not me. Oily skin? On this face? Blackheads? Nothing a little concealer can't hide. Truth is, your pores don't lie. And blackheads can only hide for so long. Introducing Biore Ultra Deep Cleansing Pore Strips with Witch Hazel. Get rid of blackheads and unclogged pores in just 10 minutes. Clogged pores can't hide from my Biore Pore Strips. Biore, for your pores.
During Aaron's President's Day weekend event, it's your right to make no payments. Lease to own with no money down and no payment until March 1st. Plus, save on living rooms, a Philips TV bundle, or a Samsung laundry pair with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Now through Monday, visit a participating store or Aaron's.com. With these offers, we all win during Aaron's President's Day weekend event. And most stores open on Sundays. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Listen, watch, and react. Farzana and Trey are on twitch.tv. Just follow 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you until midnight here on this Friday night. Out of the corner of my eye during that commercial break, I was watching some of the Rising Stars game, and the USA has jumped in front by a healthy margin, 15 points. But I guess more importantly, Ben Simmons has 28 points on 14 of 17 shooting. Here's all you need to know in terms of, like, the physicality or lack thereof in this game. There is a total of 12 free throws that have been shot between the two teams. And there's 11 seconds left. 12 total free throws. James Harden gets that himself in a game. So, anyhow, we've been talking about the Sixers and kind of evaluating what they did pre-All-Star and what has to happen post-All-Star. They have one more game against Boston. They've lost the first three against them. They have two more against Milwaukee. And I have to go. I'll have to look. I think they have one more against Toronto. I hope they do, because I'd like to see that matchup. And I want to see how Toronto uses Marc Gasol in terms of trying to defend Joel Embiid. 610-632-0975. David is with us in Willingsboro. Hello, David. Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D. How are you?
Doing all right.
I'm the Markelle Fultz shoulder guy.
Oh, there you go. Can you do me a favor and turn your radio down? I'm hearing it in my...
How about that? Is that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Yeah. No, actually, did you hear Markelle's interview?
I heard it.
Yeah. Okay. It sounded like he listened to the phone call, even to the point where he said, "You never know where it's gonna end up." So I was like, "Wow, okay." So I thought I was correct, but that was my first one. My second one is to jump in on the Brett Brown talk.
Sure.
You had a call a few moments ago who was very, very good and a lot of great points about Brett not having the same team, et cetera, et cetera, except. And I'm not a fire Brett Brown guy. I want to see Brett Brown see this all the way through.
Right.
And I would love, I think it would be a great story. But the one thing that both of you forgot to mention was, with all of these different teams, he's always had the same problems. The Tony Roten-led teams had issues with turnovers and their defense. The same issue that the Ben Simmons-led team has.
Well, in fairness, David, last year they were a top 10 defensive team in the league.
Oh, no, they were last year. But they went through a lot of the issues that we see that prop their heads up is similar issues, but I don't even think it's anything that deep. I think, like, I know I go on, like, the Boston Celtics blogs, Milwaukee Bucks in Toronto, and then I'll read about the Sixers and hear the interviews, and I think the only difference between Boston and Philadelphia, Milwaukee and Toronto is that their coaching staff says, you know what, we need to stop JoJo and Ben. And Brett Brown goes, we're good. We're going to keep running the same thing we're running. We just have to execute. And I think that the moment he realizes that teams are scheming for against him and they're going, we're going to stop. Like, when it comes to the player development, I think it's little things like to simply telling JoJo, look how Al Horford's built. He's built like a little tank. You're not going to bully him in the post. He has a low center of gravity, long arms. Telling JoJo little things like, hey, use your height and length, shoot over him. Pass the ball back out when you post up and repost on the other side.
Thank you. Please, thank you. You're the first person who said, like, pass it back out and repost. That's
right.
Really, in my opinion, the one where they didn't call the foul and they admitted later they should have. I thought that's exactly what he should have done.
Right, and that's my issue with Brett, is even with Ben Simmons. To me, I said a long time ago, I would have walked in this year and told Ben, I need a minimum of 5 jumpers. And I promise you, if I get 4, your teammates will be running suicides tomorrow in practice while you sit drinking Gatorade and watch. Like, literally, I don't think he challenges his guys enough on a personal level, because he's actually from Boston, I think. So to me, that should always be a bloodbath to where Boston's like, man, we can't really beat these guys. But it seems to me that he's a bit kind of like Ben Simmons, where he's in his own head, where he's like, it's cool, the pass is king, we're going to be okay. But it's like, yeah, that's cool, you're right. But Brad Stevens is over there plotting against you. Sure. And if you're not prepared for him to plot against you, that's why you have the three-point losses, the five-point losses, because it's little things. Like, he knew that J.J. would be a weakness on defense. So he said, every time J.J.'s on you, give whoever the ball.
Yep.
That might have been a game where maybe as a coach, Brett should have said, you know, J.J., I got a 6'6 guy. Sit down for a minute. Let me switch up. But he didn't do it until it was almost, like, too late. But I think he'll be fine if he can see himself that there are things that he has a bullseye on his back. I don't think he nor his team are acknowledging that people are out to get us. I think they're just playing the game, going, hey, we did this against the Lakers. And it's like, yeah, but that's Boston. And they, you know, that's why I've always had an issue with this championship thing. I'm like, can we win the Atlantic Division first?
Yeah,
and then
right.
Can we win the Eastern Conference first? And then let's talk about the NBA Finals. So it's almost disrespectful the way that we're talking about the Eastern Conference. So it goes, that's why these elite teams kick you behind, because you're disrespecting them. You haven't even beat them first.
Yeah, no,
so
they... Go ahead, David. I got to move on to the next call, but I appreciate it. I would agree with what David's saying, that the execution that Boston brings to the table when they have played the Sixers dating back to last year, it is noticeable, and that they tried to exploit. And it is a good point that it would be nice to see the Sixers turn that table and exploit the opposition. There has to be some way, somehow. I actually looked up the numbers of Horford versus Embiid, and really on Christmas Day was the one game where Embiid scored plenty. He had 34 and 14 boards, and they still lost. But the other times, he has not been able to put up those kinds of numbers, and Al Horford has done a really good job on him. I would study the video. I would study it, and see how the execution individually. I would make Ben Simmons do it, and I would make Joel. I'm sure they do. I'm not saying anything that it doesn't probably already happen. But in terms of being able to decide, how can we be their problem as opposed to Boston always being the Sixers' problem? 610-632-0975. We go to Warren. Warren, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Evening, D. I got to admit, I'm close to your dad's age and yours, but I got to tell you something before that. The greatest thing that happened for Brett Brown is the whole Markel Fultz, because he got a little bit of sympathy, and if it's the one situation, even the biggest Ben, even the biggest Brett Brown detractor knows they gave this kid every chance. They forced him a starter. They gave him this. They gave him that. And they let him run around with his family, these creeps, so they could find a doctor that would just let him say these things. So it's embarrassing, and I've never wished a player ill will, but I hope he never plays another NBA game. I have to say it. But back to Brett Brown, I got to be honest with you. And the points I'll ask you, if you tell me I'm wrong about him, he's not a coach for a winning team. And the only reason I'm going to ask this, and I've done this for 2 years now, he makes line changes like it's hockey. He plays the same situation, the same every time, unless there's foul trouble. There is no reason. I watched the Golden State-Portland game the other day, and yes, they went 9 deep, but you know what? Their first sub came with like 4 minutes ago in the quarter. The second sub came with 2 minutes ago in the quarter. By the third time the guy came in, one of the subs came out. Durant and Lillard play the whole quarter. So why I'm asking is basically he does not know situation basketball. I believe he can teach it, but if you tell me, I got to ask you something. With the squad we have now, is there ever a moment for 1 minute that Kormaz, Scott, this new center,
Korkmaz,
and the fourth guy? You never. If you have these five guys, and I'm going to include Redick, at the very least, you should never have less than three of these guys on the floor. For the Sixers to any point of a game have four backups, including Kormaz and
Korkmaz, yes,
Scott or nothing, it's ridiculous. They had the Knicks down by 26, and the same moves, the same time. I get it if you put bench guys in at that point, but you can't possibly lose that kind of lead. It's simple, but they have yet to have. I've watched for 2 years. I need to know a game that Brett Brown's coaching helped bring it home. Ben Simmons almost said it the other day when he said Boston's coach almost had an answer for everything we did. That's politely saying their coach is better. you can't argue about the Boston coach not being better than ours. And I'm not trying to make this a soliloquy, but I need someone to say to me ever that he does not make the same subs at the same point.
Well, there's two things I'm going to, Warren, I appreciate the phone call. Two things I'm going to tell you. One is, I think, if in fact the way you described that Golden State subbed against Portland the other night, I'll take your word for it. I didn't see the game, but that they did it one at a time and not like checking in three guys at one time. I think that's a preference of a coach. I'm not a big fan, but I see it plenty where they'll send guys at the 6 minute mark to the table and it's usually two guys. I don't think very often it's three. Maybe it is, but two guys and you do it that way. I think from a standpoint of players like to know where their minutes are coming or when their minutes are coming. So I think that is the reason that you find rotations and figuring out who plays together. It's because, one, for continuity, two, players need to know when they're going to be taking the court and with whom. And that isn't just in Philadelphia. That's around the league, and you can look at college as well. Now, if you want to talk about situational, because somebody decides as an opponent to go small ball, then you must react. It's read and react and change it up. And I think that he did, certainly in the Boston game, there was a time he had to take Boban out because they had gone small and that wasn't going to work. By the way, we move into the 11 o'clock hour. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Back to my point that those things are necessary for a team to be successful, of knowing where your minutes are coming and with whom. So I would agree that he has not figured out how he wants to have his rotations with this new group. And it may have looked bad. He got called on it in one of the first, it might have been the first game after the trade deadline. And there was a really bad lineup out there. And somebody asked him. It only was out there for a minute and a half, but it was so noticeable of a minute and a half that it was a group that should not be together. And they were. But I think because you don't know exactly what you have and you inherited four new pieces in Ennis, Scott, Boban, Tobias, and then actually you got Simmons in the Fultz. So those are a lot of new bodies, and I'll give the guy a break for that. But I do want to go back to defensively, they need to show you who they are. And I'm just going to tell you, their defensive rating is pretty good. They're 11th in the league. But the problem is Milwaukee is number one. The Indiana Pacers are two. The Celtics are the fifth. And the Raptors are eight. So you have four teams in the Eastern Conference whose defensive rating is currently better than yours. And you can feel pretty good about yourself because you're 11th. Last year, I think they broke the top 10 before the season was over. But the fact that you have four of your top competitors in your conference in front of you, and that's who you have to go through to get to the postseason. Any combination of them could be the fact that you'll have to go through. Then you might want to just take a peek at what they do defensively that you need to be doing better. 610-632-0975. I go to Richard in Philly. Richard, thank you for calling the Fanatic. Richard, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hello?
Hello.
I didn't know I was getting on that fast. Hi, D. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. My name's Richard. I haven't talked to you in a while. I called once before last year. And I owe you a thank you because the last time I talked to you, you gave me a ticket to FanFest.
Oh, cool. That was last summer. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I called you.
Did you have a good time, I hope?
Yeah, I stayed for a little while. I didn't get a chance to see you. I wanted to thank you personally. I had my daughter with me. She actually wanted to see Ben Simmons, which she got to do.
So that
was exciting for her.
Nice.
I just want to touch a little bit on Kaepernick. I know your guy told me to keep it short, but know someone that had mentioned something about that $20 million request?
Yes, from the Alliance.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't follow him, but he thought that, you know, that had something to do with him being offered money, and it, you know, should have negated it. I couldn't follow him, but.
So basically.
I mean, he had a right to ask for that, because if he was getting an NFL contract, that would have been almost what he would have gotten for a 2-year contract. So. He's not going to cheapen his services just because somebody else came and asked him to play quarterback.
Right. In that league, the Alliance, I think anybody would know that, like, they don't have that kind of money to play,
yeah,
pay their players.
I think he had mentioned that. I think their total payroll is about $20 million.
I don't even know if it's that high. Oh, maybe for the league, to be honest.
Yeah, with the total for all of the players.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
It was like $21 million. And, you mentioned you played Riviera?
I did.
Wow, that is a great get. Riviera is one of the best golf courses in the world.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, and I don't know how much you, because when I talked to you last year, I actually gave you a little bit of trivia. We were talking about the PGA Championship with Molinari winning.
Oh, yes.
To let you know that his brother
had played at Marion, right?
So that was me. I didn't think you'd remember. That's good.
Oh, I remember. I like golf, so I usually remember any. There's not a lot of people who bring up golf points, so
yeah, I'm a bit of a golf fanatic, but I don't know how much you learned about that golf course when you were out there. But there's actually a Philadelphia connection with that course too,
with Riviera.
Yeah,
let me hear it.
I don't know how much you follow designers, but designers of golf course are big stars as much as the players. And back in when that course was designed, that's considered like the golden age. And the gentleman that designed it, his name is George Thomas.
Okay.
And he is from this area.
Ah!
And he designed White Marsh.
He designed White Marsh. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, Richard, thank you for giving me some golf trivia there. I appreciate
it. Yeah, and he also did, just real quick, he also did L.A., Country Club and Bel-Air, which is also out there.
I've played both of them as well, and I love them.
Did
both.
You really?
LA.
Yeah, well, LA is getting ready to have the PGA Championship.
I know, and that's unusual because they, it's a beautiful spot, and they don't like to. We'll see what happens, because when you host a tournament like that, I appreciate the call, Richard, and have a great rest of the weekend. Yeah, LA Country, one of my favorites, but you have a lot of people. I remember Marion. When they had it, and they had all that rain, and it looked pretty beat up afterwards. So they'll have the tournament, though.
What did you think of Matt Kuchar this week?
Oh.
Stiffing his caddy.
Yes, that's terrible. I have a lot of friends who make their living in the industry as caddies. He did apologize, didn't he?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean.
I know.
Done.
Terrible.
He didn't understand it at first, though.
Oh.
That's weak.
By the way, since we're just a little golf there, Tiger, I said to myself, he looked like he was on a roll with birdies. At least it was popping up on my notifications. And then I see he's tied for 55th. And it's because, he had a couple birdies, but he had 4 bogeys. Tiger. 610-632-0975. I want to get back to because one person brought up Fultz. And, he said, did you listen to the press conference? He was talking about how he was talking about the thoracic syndrome in his shoulder. And I was more talking about how he kind of took a shot at the Sixers organization, and in particular, the coaching staff. And I don't, do we have that, Brian? All right, let's play it, and then I'll tell you my reaction to it. And I made a point to, I had heard it, and then I went and wanted to see it, because there's something about, I like seeing when Markel speaks, because his face tells you as much as his voice does. Go ahead.
Another thing that, you know, I'm big on is just the relationships and everything like that. So I hear a lot about Coach, you know, not only from players that play here, but a lot of players across the league that I'm really close to. So I think it just excites me really to know that I have, a coach that's going to push you, you know, to be better and not just going to tell you what you want to hear. So from that aspect, you know, that made me even more excited. So
unbelievable. Well, coaches that are going to push you. Not just tell you what you want to hear. I mean, I feel like this organization did, this being the Sixers, did everything they possibly could to try to be helpful to that kid. In addition to Markel saying that, Here's his mom. She says, I get a great vibe. It's very refreshing to hear the positivity, the support that they have for the players, and the fact that they're constantly saying, we want to do this the right way. I mean, I just hope they have their own success, but I don't understand why people have to take shots at the other side. I mean, even Elton Brand didn't take a shot at Fultz. He was happy for the kid, and he actually paid him a compliment because he said it would have been very easy for Fultz when he came back and people had been, you know, talking about his shot and they had made fun of, like when Cooper did his thing and did the Fultz during that football game, the Cowboys, that he came back and he didn't let any of that bother him. And so he thought Elton was like, you know, good for him. He didn't let that get in his head. But for the kid to go and his mom as well and to act like the situation was caused by the coaching staff or this organization, I really don't understand that. But he's no longer here, and he is with the Magic. If I had a bet, I bet he doesn't play this season, but we'll see. 610-632-0975. Jeff is with us in Wilmington. Jeff, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Yeah, I was calling about the person that called a few minutes ago saying that Embiid, Butler, Simmons should be out on the court at least. There should be three of the big four at all times.
Yeah, I think three's high, but two you should definitely be able to do.
Right, but he was saying Golden State always does that. And if you look at the minutes per game that Embiid, Simmons, and Butler are playing, it's roughly the same minutes per game as Durant, as Steph, as Clay. So somehow the math just doesn't somehow work there that they've got three of the four big four on the court at all the time. So that it just doesn't work. And at the end of the season, if you overplay those guys, what are they going to be like in the playoffs?
You mean,
nice effect.
All right, wait a minute. I got to make sure I'm following you. That
yeah.
Golden State, you're saying you think they always keep three of their guys on the court at one time?
I'm saying it can't be factually correct that they're playing three of the four guys and the Sixers aren't, because if you look at the average minutes per game for all of these guys, it comes out roughly the same. So Brett Brown isn't playing his top guys any more or less than Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
He's playing his top three or four guys.
Agreed.
And practically speaking, Embiid's had injuries, and injuries are always a concern.
Well, he's
run the guy out there 40 minutes a game.
No, you're not. Well, first of all, Brett's never going to do that. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, because he knows what he's got to do to get these guys into the playoffs and still be healthy. Where will we be if Simmons or if Embiid has some minor injury and can't play in the playoffs?
Yeah, you don't. So, you obviously don't want that. And
right.
Knock on wood, he's been healthy all season.
Exactly. I mean, I am just, this group of players has been together now for three or four games.
Yes.
And push the panic button on Brett Brown, it's just tiring to me.
Yeah, no, I don't think that it's time to be panicking. If anything, it's time to be figuring it out and being excited to see what that can do come the postseason. I think the only thing I try to stress to people is I think this team got better, but I think the teams in the East are pretty darn good.
They are good, and they've been together longer than this group has.
Well, yes and no. I mean, obviously,
they're together for a couple of years.
Who Boston? I don't know who you said has been together a couple of years. All I know is there's a new coach in Milwaukee. Middleton was hurt for most of last year, and they have some new faces. Toronto definitely has new faces in Kawhi, Gasol. I mean, there's new faces there, up and down, and a new coach. And in the case of I said Milwaukee, Toronto. Oh, Boston would be the other one. And a year ago, they were playing without Gordon Hayward and without Kyrie. So there's some adjustment for them as well. That's all I'm saying.
They're all good, and it's going to be a tough task to get to the
final. Exactly my point.
It's going to be hard, but the solution is not to play our guys like this is CYO, and you put your best players out there all game. That's not going to get it done. Now, I agree with playing Korkmaz. It's sort of troubling. But he's got to develop a bench for no other reason to take the minutes off of the big five.
Well, and I appreciate the call, Jeff. I would agree that his bench is his biggest part of the puzzle that Brett Brown has right now, because they're all new faces with the exception of Korkmaz and TJ McConnell. So, but just to put a few things at ease here, in terms of minutes per game, Joel Embiid plays less than 34 minutes per game. The highest number of the starting five is Ben Simmons he's still under 34. And in terms of Golden State, the highest number is Kevin Durant, and he averages 35 minutes. So Brett has it all right where he wants it. 34 would be his limit on his top two guys. And in terms of Jimmy, he's right there with him. He's at 33, JJ at 31, and Tobias is new to the act, but his is 33 in four games. So I think those aren't the numbers that matter. And I think what you find in good teams, Golden State would be one of them, and the Sixers is one of them. If you go and look at bench minutes, they are towards the bottom because they do have five guys that are in their starting lineup that deserve to be on the court for exactly what I just said, 33, 34 minutes. And so, but the fact that Golden State's down there should be enough to tell you that it's an okay problem to have, meaning you don't have to play your bench guys a ton. I think mixing them in with some of your starters is what is ideal, but that's not always possible. And I think the biggest thing that I'd like to see is exactly what I want to see: rotations that feel beneficial, like that it works, that it's consistent. That's what has to happen in the final 24. 610-632-0975. We go to Chris in Mount Airy. Chris, thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
I wanted to talk about the folks' comments. I think everybody in the city is like blowing it way out of proportion. I think, you know, we only heard Markel probably say a total of 50 words the whole time he was here, so... You know, the first press conference he has in Orlando, I think, you know, we just taking everything he said the wrong way. You know, he's supposed to sound positive about where he's at. I just think everybody here is, you know, looking at it totally wrong because they never really heard him say anything the whole time he was here.
Well, I mean, I talked to him plenty when he was here. I hear you. He didn't talk a lot because he didn't play a lot. That's kind of goes hand in hand.
Right.
I will say, I think it's fair that there were a number of things that, like, just were strange, whether it was him, you know, mocking the people behind the camera on ESPN during the summer league, or uncomfortable watching him on the bench laughing, which seemed like he was, I don't know, just not serious about his job. It was just uncomfortable. That's all I'll say. And for that, you can be positive about where you're going and not take a shot at where you were.
See, and another reason why I don't think it was a shot is because, outside of his mom's comments,
yes.
I know, like, listening to how Markel said it, you know, it was kind of like he was describing what everybody told him about the staff. And to me, it more so sounded like he was just giving a description of what everybody told him. Well, he likes that.
I do think it's ironic that he's going to play for a guy that is one of Brett Brown's really good friends, and the guy, when he was in college, lived at Brett Brown's house.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Steve Clifford played... played for Brett Brown's dad. And at one point when he had I don't know if it was like a summer job or whatever, and he needed a place to stay. And so he actually did live with the Browns.
Well, and, you know, that may be another reason why, you know, Brett may have, you know, put in a good word for him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going down.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, Chris, because I think that happens a lot in this league. Because if you look at the acquisitions that the Sixers acquired at the trade deadline, the same way that he probably could have put in a good word for Fultz, and I bet he did, isn't it funny that Mike Scott, Budenholzer had him in Atlanta, and, you know, he and Budenholzer worked together in San Antonio. Mike D'Antoni.
Jonathan Simmons as well.
Right, and Mike D'Antoni was his assistant at one point. You don't think he had something to say to him about Ennis? So I think it's interesting. You go to the people that you trust in the league, and a lot of that is built through your relationships of working over years, you know, wherever those stops were. So,
yeah. And just one last thing on Fultz.
Yes, sir.
He just needs media training, you know.
He does.
He hasn't been on the court enough to have media training, so I think that's his biggest problem.
You know what? I should start a business, Chris, because I could help somebody, I think. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You as well.
All right. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. It is true, and maybe that's part of it, because you look, and there's, I always say, for everybody coming out, the media training, and I know it's offered a lot, and people, I don't know if they don't take advantage of it. I know back in the day, when I worked at the NBA, I know that there were a couple of people around the country who would go in for a couple of days and talk to a given team. I remember at one point that Portland Trailblazers team that had Rashid, who always led the league in technicals. But I remember specifically because my dad was an assistant coach on the staff, and him saying how a woman had come in just to talk to them about, because they always had to take these questions about the reputation that they had as a group. And he thought she was, you know, really phenomenal at her job. And I've often thought to myself, and I think teams do try to help guide. And you don't want to put words in people's mouths, but you want them to be able to conduct themselves in a way that they're answering a question, listening to what the question is. And I get it. Some questions that are asked aren't really great questions, and that's not on the player. But you still have to navigate your way around it and try to best answer what you're hearing. So 610-632-0975. I go to Jeff in Haddonfield. Jeff, thank you for calling The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, D?
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I recall when the pre-draft shoot-around, when they brought in Fultz, and you reported that he missed almost every shot, and then they still drafted him. I'm just puzzled. As I mean, we could have saved ourselves a lot of trouble if I really would have just listened to you.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not sure they should listen to me. I think a lot of times when those workouts, that teams have a hard time putting everything into that one thing, and they look at their body of work, in this case what he had done at Washington, and then hopefully you're factoring in the personal interview and, you know, whatever that skill set that you're seeing in him as an individual, as a human being. That he did not have a good workout, that's true. That he had good numbers at Washington, yes. I never felt that he was the right fit, and I didn't understand. I never thought they gave an excellent definition of why they thought he was the perfect sidekick to a Ben Simmons when, in fact, Fultz needs the ball in his hands, and so does Ben Simmons. I never saw him as a knockdown, Fultz as a knockdown shooter. He just wasn't. And people want to say, well, he shot 40% from three in college. And I say, if you go and you watched entire games, a lot of the shooting happened when his team was down 20. And at that point, I'm not sure how good the defense was going up against him. When things get lax, it's easy to make outside shots because your team's down.
Sure. No, that's a fair point. I got a question for you. Are you going to be disappointed if we don't get Harper and Machado?
I will, because of all the hype. I was listening to Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia, and the one thing he was like, they really did help their roster thus far. meaning in their bullpen, getting the catcher. You know, the moves that they've made, they did a good job. But
sure.
But they sold you on the star. And so my point would be, how good can you be if you don't get the star?
Absolutely.
And,
I'm right with you.
And that would be troublesome.
Yeah, I'm right with you.
Wait, I have one question since you brought up Harper and Machado. Did you see the Instagram where Rhys Hoskins is walking into the ballpark and he says, you know, the caption is, I missed this walk. And then Harper, like, gives him a shout out with some emoji. And so I'm saying to myself, what is the point? Why is he messing with the brain of the Philadelphia fan by responding to this? Unless, I don't know, are these two really, really good friends and I just didn't know it? But what would you, if you see this, do you think it's saying Harper is a for sure, or do you think it means nothing and he's just toying with us?
That's a tough one because of the new reports with the Giants coming out.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was going to be done by today. And now I'm very disappointed as a Phillies fan, of course, that I got to wait another day.
I was telling somebody today, like, I didn't realize Jake Arrieta didn't sign last year until March 11th.
Yeah. I mean, this is going too far for Phillies fans. We're like, you know, chomping at the bit here. I mean, we need an answer one way or another. I mean, soon. I mean, I hope it's tomorrow. Do you have any insight on that? Like, how long it might be?
By all accounts, they say, like, keep waiting because it doesn't feel like it's coming soon. And it doesn't have to.
It's like a duel between him and Machado. Who goes first? Right,
but they don't even have to do anything about it. That's the way it is structured in Major League Baseball.
You know, do they have to make a choice?
There is no date. There's no deadline.
Goodness gracious, Steve. What are we going to do?
I'm sorry, Jeff. Jeff, have a great rest of the weekend. I'm sorry I had to get to a break. We'll talk about that on the other side. But yes, it could happen tomorrow. It could. But it's like, aren't we continually saying tomorrow? And when tomorrow comes, that becomes today, and then you still have tomorrow. It's crazy. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Yo! The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
A GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Oh, mama.
$199 a month.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps,
and for Ram Truck Month, 200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Zero down.
That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps, cheap.
Starring the new GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Come and get it today.
For $199 a month.
300 Jeeps, cheap.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
It's official.
Gary Barbera has GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
For $199 a month.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
$199 a month. Is a 36-month 10K mile a year release. The world qualified with $34.99 down, including first payment.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
The Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Hello.
$199 a month.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Leif Erickson with your Toronto Ski Report. Visit Crane.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. The North Country plowed another strong midweek storm. Northern villages are loaded with deep coverage, and this latest storm gave the slopes a nice boost. Nearby slopes got in on that snow too earlier, and groomers laid that corduroy out. Bear Creek with 23 trails, 8 tubing lanes, Shawnee Mountain 23 runs, 100% open. They got 3 inches early this week in Blue Mountain, a nice coating on 39 runs. Big Boulder and Jack Frost each at 100%. Camelback 37 trails and nearly 40 tubing lanes. Whiteface, a foot of snow this past week, 73 powder runs.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson with the 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right and do it yourself to save on updating your home. We do it right, too, with up to 40% off select kitchen faucets during our Refresh for Less kitchen and bath event. Finish off your refresh with new paint and save. Now when you buy one can of select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, get a second can 50% off via mail-in rebate. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Faucet offer valid through 220. Paint offer valid through 217. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Dietz and Watson invites you to try their brand new snack, Dietz Nuts. They're the world's first ever meat nuts. What are meat nuts? Well, Dietz nuts aren't nut nuts. They're bite-sized pieces of delicious protein-packed meat nuts made with savory sausage based on a Dietz and Watson's traditional European Landjäger recipe, dried and cured to snackable perfection. Learn more and order online at DietzandWatson.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The 21st Annual Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention is coming this weekend only to the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Get tattooed on site by 1,500 of the world's best tattoo artists. Tickets just $22. Visit VillainArts.com. That's VillainArts.com.
Sports Talk for Havertown and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. 11:31 on this Friday evening. So when we were last talking to Jeff before we hit the break, and he said, you know, when do they have to sign by? And that's the madness of this, that Harper and Machado, they're not on a deadline. They can just keep on keeping on. I did read an interesting article in the Inquirer today that was about this whole situation and how last year there was a similarity in terms of how long it took for the big free agents to sign, and how that's like a growing trend. And maybe that played into why Aaron Nola did his deal now, because clearly if this continues this way, they'll want to do something in their next collective bargaining agreement and make it different. And so by Aaron Nola signing his deal that he did this week, that he would be beyond, I think 2021 is when that current collective bargaining agreement will be up, and he wouldn't have to hit the free agent market until 2023 now. So Anyhow, the baseball just has some things to work out. And it's a lot of money, and these are long-term deals. And by it looks like owners don't want to lock these guys up for the amount of time, 10 years, that they would be willing to do shorter deals. I know the conversation I was having with a friend of mine last night was, you know, the Pujols that doesn't end up good. He gets his money, but it's not healthy. And so it'll be interesting. And I think you have a right, as, you know, it's your business too. If you don't want to lock somebody up for 10 years, who am I to say you have to, or that they're doing it together? And maybe everybody doesn't want to lock people up for that kind of time. So I ask you about Harper and Machado. To me, I'm never expecting. At some point, they're going to want to play baseball, so it could be closer to when the season actually starts. I keep that March 11th of Jake Arrieta in my mind. But, Brian, you had one that was February 18th last year. Which one was that?
J.D. Martinez signed on February 18th with the Red Sox. And he was the big free agent prize last year.
And that was a year ago today. No, 18th is...
It's coming up.
It's coming up, yeah.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Monday. All right. So we'll see.
That's at least something.
We'll put February 18th as a possibility.
Yeah, February 18th. We'll see. Yeah. This Harper thing, I feel like I agree with you. It could linger.
Yeah.
They don't want to blink.
Nope, they don't. And like I said, I recently had to do, you know, I'm in school, and I was doing a paper on how different commissioners over the years for different sports, things that they had to really pay attention to. So like in the beginning, baseball was the first to ever have a commissioner, and it was because of the 1919 World Series and that it had been fixed. And so they needed somebody to come in with an iron fist and was going to rule the roost and clean it up. And actually, the guy was a judge, and he came in and he banned for life those eight guys. And on his watch, 18 people total, no, 18 players and one front office person was banned for gambling in the sport. And if you think about it, you know, that cleaned it up. But over time, how different things have arisen, and commissioners have had to deal with it. And right now, I think in the sport of baseball is, what do you do about, and maybe nobody finds it to be a problem. I think just in listening or reading about Rhys Hoskins and Arrieta, I think they both have something in the players union, and they both had, you know, talked about how this time is getting longer and longer. And Arrieta actually said he doesn't think it's going to come down to money. I think it's going to come down to the players deciding what city, what team is the best fit for them. Where do they fit in the best? It's tough to say, but I could definitely see at least one of those guys here. I mean, I think most of us would say we could see at least one of those guys here. The fact of having both of them, that ship, I feel like it has sailed, but I guess in this, when you've waited this long, nothing surprises you. I guess it could resolve itself in many ways. You could still get both. You could get none.
They haven't spent that much money. Real Muto is on a very affordable contract. I think he's only due like $2.9 million this year.
Yeah, you know what they said total? That they have spent $180 million, but they were factoring in Nola's contract too. But that has been well spent, and there's plenty of money still to spend. So, I kind of liked what I read from Klentak. I mean, I think he thinks they did a good job in the off season to this point. I think he and most, it's frustrating from a fan standpoint, but I think from a baseball front office standpoint, I don't think what's happening is anything new to them, and not anything they don't expect. I think the sitting and waiting is part of the deal.
They could probably be a playoff team without Harper or Machado. Now, I don't know if that's going to help the gate for opening day if they don't have Harper or Machado.
Well, that's the biggest thing. Are they an appealing bunch if neither one of those guys is there? And the flip side is, if those guys are there, I know out of the gate, it's I'm going to see them. This is exciting. I'd rather have Machado personally.
That's interesting.
Well, from a defensive standpoint.
You just think he's a better player.
From a defensive standpoint, doesn't that shore up?
I mean, their infield would be ridiculous if you had Machado playing third base. You'd have Machado at third, Segura at short, Hernandez or Kingery at second, Hoskins at first, and Real Muto at catcher. I mean, you can't beat that.
By the way, Hoskins, I saw where he said he's so happy to be back at first. He thought at some times last year that he was a disappointment in left field, and it surprised him that he wasn't better. He thought he would have been better out there. That one I saw, and I also saw where there's a nice battle between Adubel and Quinn. And that'll be fun to watch. The fact that you have to battle, Adubel has to battle to see if that's his spot. So I'm not a huge, I don't see or watch a lot of, I mean, I'll watch it if I can, but meaning of the spring training. But all those games are on this year. And maybe it's been that way for the last couple of years, I guess. So you can see the product that if it doesn't have a Harper or a Machado, you get to see it and see if you think it's something worthy enough that will get them to the postseason. So
it's amazing, though. It's not even just Harper and Machado that are out there. You have Dallas Keuchel, who's a former Cy Young Award winner. And he kind of, when you said Arrieta March 11th, I feel like that's Keuchel. He'll be in that area. And then you have Craig Kimbrell out there, too, who's one of the best closers in baseball. So it's just amazing how this offseason has played out. And it's really, you know, a shame for the fans, but
yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, I would be interested in finding from the commissioner if he thinks this is a growing problem. Because it's growing season after season. That list is free agents are hanging out there way too long, in my opinion.
Well, these players don't seem happy. You saw what Neshek said with John Clark, the interview. He was not happy at all. I mean, I think that's the sentiment of a lot of these guys. And I saw Vernon Wells, former Blue Jay, tweet out today, this is why Kyler Murray should pick football, because they're sending Vladimir Guerrero's son back down to the minors for service time, and he's the best, you know, minor leaguer out there. He should be on a major league roster. He should be on the Blue Jays starting roster.
Right, but from a business standpoint,
he should pick football.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Right.
Even with the wear and tear.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. And sometimes, not sometimes, baseball never going to change because it no salary cap. It works for everybody to a certain degree. They're all making money.
Yeah, baseball had its all-time high revenue this year. They pulled in $10.3 billion.
Which I could not believe.
I don't even know where that's come from.
Because all we heard was nobody watches it anymore.
Nobody does.
I know. So where'd all that money come from? I mean, it had to be, it's in your TV contract, as usually, and your selling of merchandise, which can be worldwide. But
I think that the local markets, too. See, it's still a top. Like, the Phillies here in Philly are still good. They're going to beat reruns of Modern Family. So the local money is always going to be there. They just don't get it from a national. Like, the NBA and the NFL dominate nationally.
Absolutely. And their structure is such, you know, that's another thing. I mean, I didn't realize when I went to look that the NBA, Adam Silver, I actually have to hit a break, but Adam Silver, his deal that he struck TV-wise a couple of years ago was really, really well done. And that's where all these leagues, your money is in your TV contracts. You got to, you know, that's where you strike your deal. 610-632-0975. D-lining with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic until midnight.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt.
These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. An ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
During Aaron's President's Day weekend event, it's your right to make no payments. Lease to own with no money down and no payment until March 1st. Plus, save on living rooms, a Philips TV bundle, or a Samsung laundry pair with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Now through Monday, visit a participating store or Aarons.com. With these offers, we all win during Aarons President's Day weekend event. And most stores open on Sundays.
Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Macy's President's Day Furniture and Mattress Sale is going on now. It's the perfect time to shop incredible super-buys, closeouts, and great savings, like a five-piece Radley Chaise sectional for $1,789. Pick out a Tribeca Queen storage bed for just $499. And get a free adjustable base when you buy a Beautyrest Caribbean Blue Plush Mattress, $597. Plus, learn how you can get 24-month financing when you use your Macy's credit card on qualifying purchases. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret all month long. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events, like monthly amateur night featuring a cash prize to the winner. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. Woo! 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. So we have a few minutes left on this Friday night. I will be back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And we can continue the conversation. But it will be All-Star Saturday night. It'll be the morning of All-Star Saturday night. And earlier in today's show, I said one of the great All-Star games I actually watched, and it was a true battle. A true battle. And it was not this, you know, pickup, nobody plays any defense kind of game. It was actually back in 01. Larry Brown coached the East team. Allen Iverson was on it and was named the MVP. And his squad fought mightily to get back in it in the fourth quarter. They held the West to 21 fourth quarter points. I mean, really. And they scored 41. And the final was 111-110. I mean, that is nowhere near what we see now. And my good friend Brian behind the glass, he has the excitement for all of us to hear.
And Kobe Bryant wants the ball once again. He's made the last two baskets. They double him and force him to give it up. Jason Kidd might have to shoot the ball here as Iverson is just leaving him wide open. Bryant. Oh, that is unbelievable. Mutombo ran out at him. Three unbelievable shots in a row here by Kobe Bryant.
A stirring finish to this 50th NBA All-Star game. The West by two. Marbury for three. Again! Stephon Marbury has given the East a one-point lead. 25 seconds to go. In the fourth quarter, Kobe Bryant has scored the last 6 points for the West. Here's the double on Kobe.
They have a foul to give. The East does. So if they let this wind down, they can take a foul.
3 second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. There's the foul given by Marbury. All right, here's Kidd. The East up by one. Down to five. Marbury guarding Bryant. Down to three. Marbury trying to get through Bryant. Duncan came up short, and it's over. The East comes from 21 down. To defeat the West, they outscore the West 41-21 in the fourth quarter.
But I'm serious. Did you hear? They're coming with a double team. Mutombo came at Kobe three times, altered three shots in that possession there. It was really, I'm telling you, they played defense in that game. And one
the part I cut off, Doug Collins goes on to say, this is the best All-Star game I've ever seen. You weren't lying.
I can't even remember it. And I knew the score was low 100s. I couldn't tell you the exact until I looked it up just then. That's the other thing. Kevin Harlan and Doug Collins on the call. That was good stuff. But, I mean, seriously, I would... You will not hear on Sunday so-and-so coming with a double team. It's just not happening. It's not what it... So I don't know why it was so well played that day. I do think it's appropriate that it was Larry Brown who was coaching, who always wanted to coach, you know, defense, and play the right way. And for some reason, on that day, it was a competitive game. And they were playing hard, and it never, it was super fun to watch. So anyhow, tomorrow I'm going to have that list of free agents that are still out there. I was already looking at it for, this is in Major League Baseball, and we can talk more about the NBA. I'm going to probably go back and think of some of my favorite NBA All-Star weekend moments. I already know one that I can't wait to share that I also was there in person. So it'll be a fun Saturday afternoon, morning into afternoon, leading up to the Flyers. And that's the other thing. Tomorrow I'm going to talk a little about the Flyers and Carter Hart in particular. And also, I know it's the following weekend, but it should be pretty cool to have the Stadium Series once again. I just love the concept of the Stadium Series. So, and on this night, I should remind everybody that All-Star Weekend did kick off. Probably the two highlights, in my opinion, was that Simmons partook in the Rising Stars game and played well. I think he ended up with 28 points. Let's see. Actually, I can tell you exactly. He did. 28 points on 14 of 17 shooting. So he's doing double duty in Charlotte this weekend because he's also participating in the All-Star game where he is a reserve. I'm trying to think. He and Embiid are on opposite teams, I believe. Yes. One is with, let's see, Simmons. Isn't that terrible? I don't even know. One is with Team LeBron. Simmons is on Giannis and Embiid's with LeBron. That's right. So we'll see how that plays out on Sunday. But the other thing was in the celebrity game, Ray Allen, I couldn't believe, well, he was making the outside shots and they had the 4-point line. I hope they never bring the 4-point line to the NBA game. I think that's a stretch. I don't need 4-point, 3-point. Let's just keep it where it is right now. But it was good for a celebrity game. That's fun. And Ray Allen was making 4-point shots, and it made me think, wow, you know, maybe he's somebody you pick up a phone and call if you're one of these teams that's contending. And I couldn't believe he's already been out of the game 5 years. 2014 was last he played. But he looked fresh in that celebrity game. So that's really the only sports that took place this evening. Unless there was some college, I think I saw the college basketball. I think St. John's beat a Marquette, which was Marquette's number 8 in the country. And the only reason I paid attention to that is because of Chris Mullins. I like to see how he does. He was one of my favorites to watch. I covered the 1984 Olympic squad, and he was on that team as a college player. Yeah, a lot of games I have under my belt, Brian. Thank you for taking all the calls. Thanks for the good conversation. We covered some basketball, a little bit of baseball, and I'll do it all again starting at 9 a.m. here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Friday night. It's been a nice, not cold day, but I hear the cold weather's coming back. So I'll have to bundle up for tomorrow. I'm so looking forward to spring. Just give me some warm weather, some golf weather. I'll be a happy camper. All right, thanks for calling us here at 97.5 The Fanatic. I am D. Lynam, and I'll see you in the morning.
Fanatic.
It's back! Minivan Mania! Minivan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.